It's time for Shrimp on Deck, featuring interviews from inside the clubhouse, scores from around the International League, Miami Marlins organization, and a preview of today's game. Now, here's your host, Matt Davis.
From 121 Financial Ballpark in Jacksonville, Florida, the Jumbo Shrimps stay at home for the second week in a row as they just wrapped up a series with the Charlotte Knights, ending in a series split. And today they'll face one of the best teams in the International League from the first five games, when Norfolk had over 20 home runs through the first five games of the 2024 season. They've slowed up a little bit since. They're 7-8. Jacksonville coming in at 8-7. Today it's the left-hander Patrick Monteverde, and he'll match up with right-hander Chase McDermott for the Norfolk Tides. Before we get into the rest of Shrimp on Deck, we'll sit down with left-hander for the Marlins, who's on a rehab assignment with the Jumbo Shrimp, Braxton Garrett. Had an interview with him last week, and we'll catch up with him today, see how everything is going. That interview will start right now.
Thanks for having me on. It's good to be
And you're here, you're working your way back from the shoulder injury. So first of all, how has the shoulder been feeling? You've made some strides. I'm sure you're itching to get back all the way up to Miami.
Yeah, it's feeling pretty good right now. I had a good rehab start Sunday in Durham. I felt great that day. And, yeah, just trying to stay on routine, get this thing ready to get back to Miami.
You know, when you think about your routine and working your way back, a lot of guys sometimes are afraid, like they're used to doing when they're coming back from injury. So when you went back 4-3 against Durham, how did that feel? Were you able to go 100%? You're still trying to maybe keep it at 75, don't want to do it again?
Yeah, I was definitely going 100%. That's kind of how I feel like I have to go through it. I couldn't go out there and take any off and be successful, I don't think. Even at the AAA level, these guys are really good baseball players. I approach these rehab starts the exact same as I approach big league games. I respect these hitters a lot, and I think... Exactly. I have to prepare the same way.
When you come down here, obviously, you were on the other side 2 years ago, right? You're trying to work your way up to get to the Marlins. We're up there as a reliever. You're working your way into the starting rotation. We were all so happy to see that. When you come back on an injury rehab assignment, back to where, you know, you were working your way up, you were around guys that are trying to do what you did 2 years ago, is there anybody that kind of tries to pick your brain? What kind of information you give to them about what it takes to get up there and stay? Because you've done a great job of working up there and staying.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and I know a lot of these guys that, you know, I go through spring training with them. I had a great conversation with Monteverde the other day. I think we pitch very similar. He's more four-seam dominant, I'm more sinker dominant, but we're both kind of soft young guys, and, you know, he was picking my brain a little bit on how to attack hitters, you know, count management, stuff like that, and that's always a lot of fun, and it feels good that he respects my opinion and wants to know. So, yeah, I'm not going out trying to coach everybody, but if someone has a question or asks about a pitch, I love talking baseball.
You spent some time up in Miami now. You're going on your second full season up there. What are some things that you learned, some of the differences that going from AAA to the majors, what are some of the differences that you've seen in even game preparation with hitters up there that could be challenging that you're trying to, you know, still continue to have success in?
One thing I learned, especially early on, first got up there fully, was plan A isn't always going to work. You know, we do a lot of scouting reports, we look at a lot of video, and you can have a plan going in, but I had to realize and read swings and realize when that plan really wasn't it. You kind of have to work on the fly in the middle of the game, because those guys are paid to hit too. They have plans. They, for the most part, know, you know, what's going to come for the most part. So it's all about mixing, moving, and especially for me, is using my misses to my advantage. I'm always, if I miss in one area, I use that in some way to get to another area to get a guy.
You know, when you're thinking about your work back up there, you were a reliever to start, and now in the starting rotation. Was there any difference being a starter, working your way up to the majors, and your routine up there? Obviously, you started out as a reliever up there. How did your mind and your body change in your routine when you were working on that?
I was only relieving for a short amount of time because Johnny got hurt pretty, after that first first relief appearance. At the time, I knew I was going to be, if I was in the pen, I'd be a long guy / spot starter. So I'd still prepare for the full lineup. I would just have to, being in the pen, have a better idea of when I'm coming in the game, obviously. When starting, we know exactly when I'm pitching.
You know, I'm going to take it off the air for a minute. I wanted to congratulate you on the game right before the season started. How's that been in your life now that, you know, she's traveling with you in life when you're going back up to Miami, or she's kind of staying close to at home?
Thank you, first of all. She's actually up here in Jacksonville with me right now. She works part-time down in Palm Beach, so whenever she gets up to Jacksonville, she goes to Miami, or obviously. And she loves to go to Florida, too, so she's awesome. I love her very much.
So where you guys are landing, so obviously you need to make it.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its...
conversations we have, so yeah, she's great.
So I'm pumping around. You're an Alabama fan. So I didn't get a chance to talk to a lot of Alabama fans this offseason. That'll be my first one. Did your heart just explode when Coach Saban came?
It was weird.
It was doom and gloom. I said, "This is going to be the worst year ever." We quickly said, "Yep." That's right. It's the worst year for another person.
Yeah.
Best year for another.
Yeah, you know, I love Alabama. I cheer for them hard. I wouldn't say, like, I live and die on them. If they lose, I'm okay, but I have three or four really good friends from high school. We have a group message together. Man, when Saban retired, for a week straight, my phone was vibrating. Season's over. Recruits are leaving. This guy's gone. This guy's gone. And I'm telling you, a week straight. But
that's what I was telling Scott every day. It's like a week straight up. This is over. He would show up and say, welcome back to reality.
Yeah. But hey, look at basketball made the Final Four. That was awesome. I think a lot of us are pretty realistic about that UConn Alabama matchup. All of my guys are like, hey, we keep it close. We're good.
And continued success, and we look forward to speaking with you hopefully at the big league level. Yeah.
Thank you, brother. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
That was Jacksonville left-hander and Miami left-hander Braxton Garrett. That's with the Jumbo Shrimp, currently on a rehab assignment. 5 minutes away from first pitch. We'll be right back to conclude Shrimp on Deck with a quick look around the International League. We'll get you ready for game one of the six-game set between Norfolk and Jacksonville on the Jumbo Shrimp Network. Powered by FIS.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun.
Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
WW Game Mechanical Contractor has been an iconic part of the Jacksonville community since 1962. For over 60 years, we have provided innovative solutions for our clients, big and small, throughout Florida and Georgia. We hire and train the highest skilled workforce, ensuring each job is done correctly the first time, proving our motto that says our employees are the best in the business. Our team is on call 24/7 for your commercial and industrial service needs, so call WW Game today at 904-388-2696.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Back at 121 Financial Ballpark for the final segment of Shrimp on Deck. Tell you everything that's going on around the International League and Major League Baseball. Just one game going on right now until 6 o'clock. Jacksonville and Norfolk, 11:05 scheduled first pitch. Later on tonight at 6:05, it's Durham on the road taking on the Worcester Red Sox, Toledo and Rochester from Rochester, New York. And Syracuse hits the road to take on the Charlotte Knights in Charlotte at 6:05. Final 6:05 game is St. Paul on the road taking on the Indians in Indianapolis. At 6:15, it's Buffalo taking on Columbus in Ohio. Lehigh Valley and Scranton Wilkes-Barre have a first pitch from Scranton Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania at 6:35. Memphis on the road in Lawrenceville, Georgia, taking on the Gwinnett Stripers at 7:05. Omaha and Nashville from the Music City at 7:35 Eastern. And Iowa hosts Louisville at 7:38 Eastern Time. Jumbo Shrimp taking the field right now. We'll have the anthem next, and then first pitch on this Education Day at 121 Financial Ballpark. And first pitch coming up in just a few moments on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is on the air.
High fly ball to right, pretty deep. Encarnacio back at the wall, leaps, and he took it back. Yurar Encarnacio robs a home run.
Meyer swings, hits it high in the air to center. Back is Wall, looking, goodbye! What an offensive day for Dane Myers! 4 for 4!
The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp are the AAA affiliate of the Miami Marlins.
3-2. Liner in the air to center, base hit. Chavez scores from third, and now the ball gets by Harrison all the way to the warning track. Edwards comes in to score. Hinojosa around third base. He scores. Myers racing around third. He slides in. Beats the throw. A Little League home run.
Two batters ago, and now Sanchez swings. It's a drive out to right center. Jazz Chisholm Jr. on the run. Lays out and makes the catch.
The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Devin Smelter strikes out Hackenberg. And there is the first no-hitter in the Jumbo Shrimp's history.
Now let's go live to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Scott Lee.
Good morning from Jacksonville, Florida. Welcome to Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. It's the opening game of this six-game series, the Jumbo Shrimp hosting the defending champions in AAA. the Norfolk Tides. Hi, everybody. It's a beautiful Tuesday here in Northeast Florida. Good morning, Scott Kornberg and Matt Davis. And for what a night or what a day. Cloudy skies, just little stripes of clouds. It's 78 degrees and a great crowd, a big field trip day. So a bunch of kids are still coming into the ballpark and getting ready to watch one of the really the most exciting teams in the International League, the Norfolk Tides, who started the season 7-1, doing things that nobody has done in baseball in a long time. And since then, they've lost 7 in a row. So they come in at 7-8. Jacksonville at 8-7. They stumbled a bit towards the end of their series against Charlotte. They turned to Patrick Monteverdi today to right the ship and try to avoid a third consecutive loss. And obviously, Norfolk trying to break that long skid. Connor Norby leads off for the Tides. He plays left field. Heston Kerstad, first baseman, second. Kobe Mayo hits third and plays third. Kyle Stowers, center fielder in the cleanup spot. Peyton Burdick, old friend, former Jumbo Shrimp for a long time. He plays right field today. Ryan McKenna, the DH, hits sixth. Levon Soto is the shortstop, seventh. Maverick Hanley does the catching and hits eighth. And Errol Robinson, second baseman, is ninth. Chase McDermott on the mound today for the Norfolk Tide. So it's Norby, Kerstad, Mayo, Stowers, Burdick, McKenna, Soto, Hanley, and Robinson, McDermott on the bump. For Jacksonville defensively, Will Banfield gets the start behind the plate today. Troy Johnston over at first base. Jose Devers at second. Jonah Bride plays third. And Tristan Gray, off to a great start, is the shortstop. Outfield left to right, Jonathan Davis, Victor Mesa Jr., and Dane Myers. As mentioned, it is really wonderful. That little zephyr out to the left field corner. 78 degrees, the sun is shining, tiger stripes of clouds, and all different colored shirts for field trips in the stands today. And they are really throughout this ballpark. They've got kids in all the way in the right field corner out there. As the right-hand batting Connor Norby digs in. Patrick Monteverdi, 6'2", 200-pounder from Pittsburgh, toes the first base side of the rubber, holds the hand to the belt, gets the sign from Banfield into his windup in the first pitch of the game. A fastball strike at the knees in the outside corner. We're underway here at 11:07 a.m. Eastern Time. And the home plate umpire today, Jen Powell. Here's the 0-1. Swinging a ground ball foul to the backstop behind home plate, 0-2. Kelvis Velez over at first. Macon Hammond is at third. 0-2 on Norby. Monteverdi wearing the navy top today. Here's the 0-2. Breaking ball is low. A ball and two strikes. Bold City across the chest in white. Royal blue waves on the bottom of those letters. Red number beneath that. White number, red trim, no name on the back. White pants. 1-2 for Monteverdi. Grounded foul down the third base side, and we'll do it again. And Jacksonville, the red caps today. The Jumbo Shrimp Florida logo on the front. Norfolk is in the road grays. Norfolk written out across the chest in green with black and orange trim. Black number beneath that. Here's the 1-2. Again, line foul back to the netting. We'll do it again. Black number, white trim, no name on the back. Gray pants and the black caps, the Tides logo on the front. First game of a six-game series, Jacksonville and Norfolk. The 1-2 for Monteverdi. A little bit low with a cutter, two balls and two strikes. The Tides do come back here much later in the season, end of August into September. And Jacksonville only makes one trip to beautiful Harbor Park in Norfolk this season. 2-2 again. Here it comes from Monteverdi. Swing and a foul at home plate. What a battle from Norby to start things off. Norby is one of really several terrific hitters in this lineup. He's third in the league in RBIs, fifth in hits, tied for fourth in runs so far, but this is a team that has been incredible offensively. 2-2, wave and a miss, a changeup off the plate, strike three. So Monteverdi wins the battle on eight pitches, picks up his first punch out. One away here, top of the first, we're scoreless. Here's Heston Kerstad, left-hand batting former Arkansas Razorback, who's also off to a great start. So if you pick pretty much any offensive category in the International League, Norfolk is in first. Pitch to Kerstad. Grounded foul down the first base side off the railing of the first base dugout, and it's 0-1. Their first five games of the season, they scored double-digit runs. The fewest runs they scored in the game was 12. Here's the 0-1. Fastball at the inside part of the plate, called strike two. Finally, that streak broke. The sixth game of the year, they scored a meager 9 runs in a 9-8 win against Charlotte. Here's the 0-2. At the knees, middle of the plate, called strike three. So Monteverdi strikes at Norby on 8 pitches. He gets Kerstad on 3. And there's 2 out of nobody on. Here's Kobe Mayo, right-hand batter. However, the Tides began the season 7-1. They're on a 7-game losing streak, and they have failed to score multiple runs in any of those 7 games. Pitcher Monteverdi, fastball. At the knees, outside corner, strike one. In fact, their high is 7. So still scoring really enough to win, but their pitching has struggled this year. 0-1. High drive deep to left, down the line of the corner. It's curling and it's foul. And it's 0-2. Credit to Monteverdi, who's come in and thrown a bunch of strikes to begin this game. But this is still a pretty fearsome Norfolk team that is still averaging 7.8 runs per game. They've hit 34 home runs, more than double the total of Jacksonville. 7.8 runs per game, by the way, is also more than double what Jacksonville is averaging. Jumbo Shrimper last in the league in scoring, coming in at 3.7 runs per game. So this is really two opposite teams. Jacksonville has pitched very well. They've struggled to hit. Norfolk has hit like crazy. They've struggled to pitch and play defense as well. They rank among the leaders in errors. 0-2. Well outside with a changeup. A ball and two strikes. Monteverdi's been really good this year. This is his third start. Last time out through 5 hitless innings. 6 strikeouts against Charlotte. 1-2 in the way. Grounded foul down the third base side, and we'll do it again. So 10 and two-thirds innings, he struck out 14. That includes today, and his ERA is down to 2.53. Jumbo Shrimp have lined up Darren McCacken behind him. Yanni Chirinos, right now TBA Thursday, but if you've been following the Marlins, you might be able to, at least right now, figure that could in theory be Max Meyer. Rodery Munoz will start Saturday, and in theory, it would be Monteverdi on Sunday. 1-2. Here it comes to Mayo. High drive deep to left again down the line, but again it's foul. That ball was hit 112 miles per hour. Mayo's got an 11-game hitting streak going. It's the longest in the International League right now. Big open stance, 1-2. Ground ball left side, third baseman Bride to his left. Can't get it. The shortstop Gray to his right. He does retrieve it. He throws to first, side retired. 1-2-3, top of the first for Monteverdi. Nothing across for Norfolk. Middle of the first inning, no score. Jacksonville comes to bat next on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Hey, Jumbo Shrimp fans, are you ready for a home run in your financial game? At EverBank, we're serious about making sure your hard-earned money goes the distance. Open an EverBank Performance Savings account and score serious savings. See what you could earn at EverBank.com. EverBank. Advantage you. EverBank is a member of the FDIC and is a proud sponsor of the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp.
The Jumbo Shrimp's proudest tradition is back. The club will be hosting 5 military appreciation nights throughout the 2024 season. On April 21st, May 30th, July 1st, August 4th, and September 19th, active military members, veterans, and their dependents will receive free tickets in person at the Miller Electric box office in advance or on the day of the game. In addition, for every home game at 1-1 Financial Ballpark, the Jumbo Shrimp offer active military and veterans $7 field reserve tickets and $10 dugout reserve tickets. Tickets must be purchased in person at the Miller Electric box office with a military ID.
Back to the ballpark for more Jumbo Shrimp baseball.
Bottom of the second inning, bottom of the first inning, Jacksonville and Norfolk, and Right-hander Chase McDermott is on the mound. 6'3", 200-pounder from Indiana. Here's the lineup he'll face today for the Jumbo Shrimp. Jose Devers leads off and plays second. Jonah Bride, third baseman, hits second. Troy Johnston, the first baseman, hits third. Tristan Gray, shortstop in the cleanup spot. Dane Myers in right field, fifth. Victor Mesa Jr. in center field, sixth. Will Banfield doing the catching, batting seventh. Griffin Conine, DH, is in its eighth. McDermott into his windup, pitch to Devers, left-hand swinger. Fastball top of the zone at 93, it's 0-1. Jonathan Davis, left fielder, batting in the nine hole today for Jacksonville. 0-1 to Devers. Wave and a miss. Fastball way off the plate. It's 0-2. Devers, Bride, Johnston. Gray, Myers, Mesa Jr., Banfield, Conine, Davis. McDermott into his windup again. 0-2. Hit high in the air. Foul. Third base side and out of play. And we'll do it again. Maverick Hanley behind the plate for Norfolk. Heston Kerstad at first. Errol Robinson plays second. 0-2. Liner towards first, backhanded nicely by Kerstad on the slide. He gets up and takes it to the pillow to his left for out number one. Hard hit ball from Devers, but good play from Kerstad, who's normally an outfielder. He slid to his right to backhand that ball, immediately got up and hustled to the bag. One away, here's the right-hand batting Bride. Kobe Mayo at third, Levon Soto at short. Outfield left to right, Connor Norby, Kyle Stowers, Peyton Burdick. Righty-righty, pitcher McDermott. Fastball on the inner part of the plate, strike one. McDermott squares his shoulders towards third base, holds the hand to the belt. The 0-1 pitch. Fastball away, a ball and a strike. He's got a pretty quick little toe tap with his front left leg, turns his back slightly, and then delivers in. Here's the 1-1. Up and in with a fastball. Two balls and one strike. McDermott was originally drafted in the fourth round by the Astros in 2021. It's interesting. The 2-1 on the way. Good cutter, but it missed up high. Three balls and one strike. A lot of parallels between the Astros and the Orioles, and that's because Mike Elias went from Houston to Baltimore, 3-1. Well, low and away, ball four. One out walk. There's the first base runner of the game. And Bride walked three times on Sunday against Charlotte. That was a season high for a Jacksonville hitter. And here's Troy Johnston, left-hand batter. One out, runner on first, scoreless bottom of the first inning. But the Orioles have had a lot of success. Matt kind of doing the same thing the Astros did in the early 2010s. The pitch, breaking ball way inside, and hits Johnston. So a walk and then a hit by pitch. There's first and second with one out. Here's Tristan Gray, but the Astros lost a lot. They got a lot of high picks. They hit on them. The Orioles have done the same thing. And arguably the most exciting team in the major leagues right now.
I would tend to agree with you. I mean, I would definitely consider them to be one of the most exciting teams in Major League Baseball. But, you know, with youth comes a lot of excitement, right? There's a lot of energy in their youthful players, a lot of hype around all their youthful players.
Here's the pitch. Line back to the screen, foul.
Also doesn't hurt that one of them is the son of a seven-time All-Star who absolutely torched the International League when he was here. And obviously, no matter what team they play for, you got to wish them well. Tip your cap to just a fantastic, young, and exciting player. And
0-1. Breaking ball low.
Jackson Holliday, I mean, a lot of people around here were kind of moping that he didn't make it here, that, you know, it was going to be a really exciting weekend. But, I mean, still good for him. I mean, what he did last year going through four different levels of minor league baseball, I mean, you just know that he was destined for greatness and got his first major league hit a couple nights ago. So congrats to him, too.
One ball, one strike. Here comes to Gray. Ground ball down the first base side. It just trickles foul, and it's 1-2.
But you're right. You know, the Orioles did it the way that the Astros did it, and it's not easy to hit on all your draft picks, right? Because you just never know how young guys are going to respond to turning into professional athletes. And whatever Mike Elias and the scouting department in Houston and now Baltimore saw, kudos to them. They are
1-2. Swing and a miss. Good hard fastball up and in. Strike three. First punch out for McDermott. Two down here in the bottom of the first. It's Dane Myers.
Whatever those scouts are, you know, eating, those guys are the cream of the crop when it comes to finding talent that, you know, can put it together. Because as we know, more often than not, you probably find a lot of guys that it takes a while for them to put it together. All their young ones, they could be on a major league roster in this AAA team right now.
One crazy thing, you mentioned Jackson Holliday. He has not played in a week in AAA. He got called up before Norfolk series last week at home against Scranton Wilkes-Barre. Here's the pitch. Myers, a righty, takes a fastball in the outside corner. It's 0-1. He's still tied for first in the league in runs. So he scored 18 runs in nine games, and he's still tied for first. He's tied with his teammate. Here's the pitch. Fastball a little bit up high. Ball and a strike. Check swing and appeal and no swing. Kelvis Velez making that call. So Heston Kerstad is the player he's tied with. It's remarkable. But, you know, some of it is it's luck of the draw, right? When you've got those high picks, the Nationals come to mind. They had Bryce Harper, Steven Strasburg back-to-back years. 1-1. Breaking ball up high. Two balls and one strike. Not everybody is that lucky, but the Orioles, their first-round picks, I mean, they had Grayson Rodriguez and Adley Rutschman back-to-back years. Rutschman has completely changed everything about the franchise, in particular, 2-1. Breaking ball a little bit on the edge of the outside corner above the knees. It's 2-2. Heston Kerstad is a really interesting young player. He was the first-rounder after Rutschman. 2021, Colton Cowser, he just won American League Player of the Week. And it was Holliday, 2-2. Looped foul over the screen behind home plate. So when they've been picking first overall, they've had generational talents there in Rutschman and Holliday.
Right. Again, it's whatever that scouting department is doing. Rest of Major League Baseball might want to take some notes. That's the cream of the crop when it comes to scouting departments.
2-2. Wave and a miss. Got him with a fastball. Downstairs, strike three, side retired. By the way, 2019, they got Adley Rutschman with their first pick, Gunnar Henderson in the second round. It's pretty darn good.
Jeez.
No runs, no hits. Two runners left on base. End of an inning, no score. Jacksonville and Norfolk on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Don't strike out with getting a home loan. When it's time to buy or refinance, hit one over the fence with Union Home Mortgage. Proud sponsor of Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. At Union Home Mortgage, you're an all-star who gets the MVP treatment. Personalized loan options, world-class service, and unwavering support. Because there's no better feeling than coming home. Start your path to home ownership with a fast and easy quote today. Call 1-877-UHM-4U or go to UHM.com. Union Home Mortgage. Promises kept. Union Home Mortgage Corp is an equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS 2229-8241, Dow Circle West, Strongsville, Ohio 44136.
The Vistar Credit Union Souvenir Store has all the Jumbo Shrimp shirts, jerseys, hats, sweatshirts, collectibles, novelties, and the biggest hat collection in all of minor league baseball. Located on the concourse behind home plate, the Vistar Credit Union Souvenir Store stays open until the end of each Jumbo Shrimp home game. And is also open during the week from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on non-game days. Fans can also shop online at jackshrimp.com/shop. Get all your officially licensed Jumbo Shrimp gear at the Vistar Credit Union Souvenir Store.
You're tuned in to Jumbo Baseball.
Top of the second, we're scoreless. Jacksonville and Norfolk, great crowd today. A ton of schools out here for Field Trip Day, Education Day in Jacksonville. Patrick Monteverni, 1-2-3, first inning with a pair of strikeouts. Stowers, Burnick, McKenna, middle third of the order here in the top of the second. Kyle Stowers, former Stanford Cardinal, leading things off. Left-hand batter, Monteverni, left-hand thrower. Catcher Banfield sets up outside, first pitch. Fastball hits his mitt perfectly at the letters in the outside corner at 88, and it's 0-1. Outfield a little bit the other way on Stowers, who's got a lot of power. The 0-1 on the way. Fastball at the knees, outside corner. It's 0-2. Game one of a six-game series. We've got Night games the next few nights, the 0-2. Breaking ball is outside. It's funny to see players here this early. Normally, guys, some of them at the very least, sleep a long time in the mornings. And they might not be even up now. 1-2. Granted, foul down the first base side. Some of them probably wake up about 11, 11:30. So you have to get to the ballpark around 1. That allows them to do that. But this is a different world for a lot of players. But it was cool to see players on both sides signing autographs, because a lot of them recognized they were these kids about 15, 20 years ago or so. And so that's a really neat thing to see. 1-2. Stowers elbow down. Again, Banfield sets up away. And here comes the pitch. High fly ball into center. Pretty deep. Mesa back. Edge of the warning track. Has a play. And he makes the catch for the first out. So Stowers set down. Here is right-hand batting. Peyton Burdick, his first at bat. Back here at 1-2-1 Financial Ballpark. He played 221 games with the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp from 2021 through last year. Right-hand hitter, here's the pitch. Breaking ball outside, ball one. It was a pleasure to see him before the game. I mean, he said it didn't feel weird in the clubhouse, even though he was in the visiting clubhouse. The 1-2. Or 1-0, hit high in the air to left. Davis back on the track. He's got a play, and he makes a catch a few feet from the wall, and there's two outs. He said he'd really see how he fell on the field, but he logged a lot of time here, and he's now in the first base dugout. Two out, nobody on, no score here in the top of the second, and up comes Ryan McKenna, right-hand hitter. Burdick hit 39 home runs with Jacksonville. Pitch to McKenna. Lasered foul over the screen behind home plate, and so in one. He drove in 133 runs, so he had a really good tenure here. It's good to see him still successful in the Orioles organization, and hopefully finds his way back to the majors soon. The 0-1. Fastball a little bit inside. A ball and a strike. Not a lot of time for guys to process things with an 11:05 a.m. game. 1-1 from Monteverdi. Change up in the dirt. Two balls and a strike. Or even, obviously, go see their old buddies. You get to the ballpark around 8:30, 9 o'clock, and game's in a couple hours. You got to stretch and get ready to play. 2-1 to McKenna. Pop foul, first base side and out of play. It's 2-2. Sunsplash day, two out, nobody on. Top of the second, no score. Norfolk and Jacksonville. 2-2 pitch. Golf tie in the air, right center. It's pretty deep. Mesa back, gliding to his left. On the run, slows to a jog. Makes the catch a little bit shy of the track. Side retired. So McKenna gave it a little bit of a ride. But three flyouts in the inning. Two to the warning track. And one about a step shy of the warning track. And nonetheless, it's a 1-2-3 frame. Nothing across for Norfolk. And at the end of an inning and a half, no score. Jacksonville and Norfolk and the Jumbo Ship Network, powered by FIS.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Do you follow the Jumbo Shrimp on social media? If not, you're missing out on all the fun. You can get the latest news and updates on the organization, learn about special promotions, and view unique content from the team. Click that follow button at Jack Shrimp on Facebook, X, and Instagram. That's at Jack Shrimp on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
Join Vistar Credit Union during every Wednesday Jumbo Shrimp home game at 121 Financial Ballpark. The Jumbo Shrimp and Vistar Credit Union will partner with local nonprofits to raise awareness and funds throughout the night via ticket sales. Additionally, Vistar Credit Union members can take advantage of a buy one, get one ticket special each Wednesday when showing their Vistar credit or debit card at the Miller Electric box office. It's Vistar Good is Everywhere Wednesdays at 121 Financial Ballpark. You're tuned in to the Jumbo Shrimp Radio Network.
Home half of the second, no score. Jacksonville at Norfolk. Mesa Jr., Banfield, Conine. 6-7-8 in the order against Chase McDermott. C-H-A-Y-C-E. First base out of the rubber. Pitch to Mesa Jr., left-hand batter. Well upstairs of the fastball. And it's 1-0. So Chase McDermott, his family is a very good athletic family, but not really in baseball besides him. The 1-0. Fastball upstairs, check swing and appeal, no swing. Two balls and no strikes. So his only sibling, his older brother Sean, he played in the NBA for the Memphis Grizzlies. Here's the 2-0. High fly ball to center. Stowers back a few strides. Plenty of room before he reaches the warning track, and he cans it near his black cap. One away. Here's Will Banfield. Sean McDermott played at Butler. Awesome plays to play college basketball. Their mom, Kim, played basketball at Indiana State, and then she ran a basketball facility in their hometown of Anderson, Indiana, for 19 years. Pitch to Banfield. Lifted foul over the screen behind home plate, and it's 0-1. And her late father, Chase's late grandfather, was a high school basketball coach in Indiana. And if you've ever seen Hoosiers, you know how big basketball is there in that state. He won two state titles. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball, pop foul. Again behind the plate and out of play. And it's 0-2. And he's in the State Basketball Hall of Fame. Now, Chase's uncles played college basketball at Purdue, which just went to the national championship game. And Appalachian State, which just had a great season, flamed out in the conference tournament, but they were terrific. Here's the 0-2. Wave and a miss and a high fastball, strike three. Set third punch out for McDermott. Two away here in a scoreless second. Nobody on. It's Griffin Conine, left-hand batter. His uncle Link was the basketball coach at Florida Southern, where he won a Division II national championship in 2015. Then he went to Wisconsin Green Bay. Helped them get to the tournament. Swing by Conine. He grounds one into left for a base hit. So Conine had been 0 for his last 20. He's got a two-out single. Here's Jonathan Davis. Righty against righty. Link Darner. Righty against righty. Here's the pitch. Fastball strike at the knees outside corner. It's 0-1. Outfield straight up. McDermott nods his head. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball on the outside part of the plate, a little bit low. It's 1-1. Conine lead over at first. 1-1 pitch. Wave and a miss. And a fastball on the outside part of the plate. It's 1-2. One, two from McDermott. Ground ball up the middle. Left of second. Shortstop Soto gobbles it up. Shovels to Robinson covering the second base bag. Side retired. No runs a hit. One runner left. End of two. No score. Jacksonville and Norfolk on the Jumbo Shrimp Network. Powered by FIS.
Kids can feel like the pros for each Sunday Jumbo Shrimp home game. The Jumbo Shrimp invite families onto the field for a pregame catch, and after the final out is recorded, kids get to run the bases at 121 Financial Ballpark. Also, each Sunday contest will feature free face painting and balloon animals. It's Sunday Family Fun Days, presented by Baptist Health, and tickets are available at jackshrimp.com or by calling the Jumbo Shrimp at 904-358-2846.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Every Saturday home game at 121 Financial Ballpark means you can be going home with something special. The first 2,000 fans through the gates each Saturday receive an awesome Jumbo Shrimp themed giveaway. From t-shirts, socks, and hoodies, to bobbleheads, beach blankets, backpacks, mugs, and more, the Jumbo Shrimp Saturday giveaway lineup features something for everyone. For tickets and to see the next giveaway on the Jumbo Shrimp promotional calendar, please visit jackshrimp.com.
It's time for more Jumbo Shrimp Baseball.
Third inning, no score. Jacksonville and Norfolk Man, and Patrick Monteverdi's been really sharp so far.
Yeah, he's been rocking and rolling, and this is not an easy lineup to get through because we all know what the Norfolk Tides were able to do during the first several games of the season. And the first pitch to the lefty, Levon Soto, swings and misses at a fastball down and away for a strike. It's 0-1. So Soto, his first triple-A action. Monteverdi, the ready, the 0-1, is a pitch on the outside part of the plate, a fastball missing. It's 1-1. We are scoreless at the top of the third inning. 1-1, breaking ball just off the plate outside. Soto lays off, and it's two balls and a strike. Monteverdi ready, the pinch, swing and a miss. Fastball in the outside corner at the letters, and that'll even it up, 2-2. The infield plays the left-hander Levon Soto to pull. Third baseman Jonah Bride backs up where a shortstop would play. The outfield is straight ahead. Monteverdi ready, the 2-2, swung and a miss. Fastball up and in for strike three, and Soto swings through a fastball. And Patrick Monteverdi is three strikeouts. They're going pitch for pitch right now, him and McDermott. Still a scoreless game, but one hit for Jacksonville. Maverick Hanley, the catcher, into the box, the righty, the first pitch from Monteverdi, and a curveball that stays high and outside, misses for ball one. Infield and outfield straight away. Monteverdi in the middle of the rubber. Sidesteps the windup, the 1-0 to Hanley. He swings and misses. A cutter downstairs, and it's even 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out. The top of the third, the pitch from Monteverdi. A cutter that stays high and away, 2-1. And a gorgeous day, 81 degrees now as we start to creep towards noon here in the northeast Florida. The 2-1 to Hanley, the catcher swings, it's a bullet back up the middle, diving by Gray, and it just sneaks under his glove to shallow center. That'll go down as a base hit. That one was stung up the middle. Gray made a great attempt to dive up the middle to his left. Just snuck under the glove for a base knock, and that'll bring up Errol Robinson. A fresh count to Errol Robinson, who spent last year in the Cardinals organization.
First pitch from Monteverdi, and Robinson swings away at a first pitch cutter, comes up empty. First strike one. Right-handed swinger from Boyds, Maryland. Originally selected in 2016 in the sixth round by the Dodgers. Went to Ole Miss. The 0-1 from Monteverdi, swinging a chopper hit foul to the backstop, and it's nothing in two. Last year, split time between AA Springfield and AAA Memphis. And 233 in 41 games with the Springfield Cardinals in the Texas League and 222 in the International League with Memphis. 39 games, the 0-2. Breaking ball downstairs. He lays off, and it's 1-2. This year with Norfolk, off to a great start. He's hitting 293. This is his 13th game with Norfolk. With a double, a homer, and four RBIs. Monteverdi ready. Glove at his belt from the stretch, the 1-2. Change up just down and outside for ball two. So it's a two-ball, two-strike count. One away in the top of the third, and we are scoreless. One hit for both sides. One batter ago, Maverick Hanley, a single up the middle. Devers, the second baseman, plays up the middle, though 2-2. Swing and a bouncing ball hit sharply between Gray and Bryant on the left side of the infield. That's out to left field for a base hit. And Hanley goes first to second. Now the Tides have runners at first and second. With the top of the order, Connor Norby coming up. And Scott, with traffic on the base path, not the part of the order you want to have coming up.
Yeah, I was about to say that the bottom of the order, though, is still pretty good for Norfolk. And so there is no break in this lineup. But now you've got to deal with these big bats second time through with two on and one out.
Might want to cover your ears. First pitch to Norby. He lays off a letter-high changeup for a strike, and it's 0-1. First and second, Hanley and Robinson on the base path. Scoreless game, the 0-1. Norby swings and foul tips a changeup high and away into the glove of Banfield, and it's quickly 0-2. Kind of give credit to Monteverdi, Scott. Last year, through two starts, he had an ERA at 15, and this year he's thrown a few more innings. I think last year he had 10 innings pitched and 15 ERA, and now he's up to 12. The 0-2 to Norby, swing and a pop-up foul to the right side, and that's out of play, and we'll do the 0-2 pitch again.
Last year he had that one just miserable start and inflated everything, and he got sent back to double A after that, which, you know, I think had to hurt, but he gave up 13 runs in three innings in Memphis.
Yeah, yep. Remember that start. Monteverdi checks second, the 0-2 again, and a changeup flutters high and away, laid off by Norby. It's 1-2. But again, like we've said in the past, and even with Troy Johnston last year, who made it to triple A, struggled, he used it as an opportunity to get better and say, what can I do to stay? And that's what Monteverdi did, the 1-2. Fastball inside, right in on the hands. And it's two balls and two strikes. Monteverdi ready again in the stretch. Looks at Hanley at second. Now back at his catcher, Banfield. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. A high cutter at the letters. First strike three. And there's out number two. Four strikeouts for Patrick Monteverdi. And I got to say, he is attacking the Norfolk Tides hitters with, which, if you looked at them through the first five games, you'd want to nibble on the corners and try to maybe have them get themselves out. But he's going right at them head on. And he's winning right now. That'll bring up the lefty, Kerstad, who swings at the first pitch, loops it foul the opposite way. It's 0-1. A scoreless game, three hits, two this inning for the Tides, one for the Jumbo Shrimp. Monteverdi stands over the front right leg, gets the sign from Banfield. Checks the runners, the 0-1. Kerstad swings, sets a bullet on the ground to Devers at second. Fields it in his gut, throws easily to first. And a 4-3 ground out retires the side. In the third for Norfolk, no runs, two hits, and two left. We go to the bottom of the third inning, scoreless in Jacksonville, the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Don't strike out with getting a home loan. When it's time to buy or refinance, hit one over the fence with Union Home Mortgage. Proud sponsor of Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. At Union Home Mortgage, you're an all-star who gets the MVP treatment. Personalized loan options, world-class service, and unwavering support. Because there's no better feeling than coming home. Start your path to home ownership with a fast and easy quote today. Call 1-877-UHM-4U or go to UHM.com. Union Home Mortgage. Promises kept. Union Home Mortgage Corp. is an equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS 2229-8241 at Dow Circle West, Strongsville, Ohio 44136.
Affordable family fun never stops at 121 Financial Ballpark. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp's variety of ticket plans are designed to make sure you watch Jumbo Shrimp baseball on your schedule and save money each time you come out to the ballpark. Ticket plan member benefits include priority seating, invitations to exclusive events, discounts on parking passes and merchandise, a personal sales representative, and more. Call a friendly Jumbo Shrimp sales representative at 904-358-2846 for more information or visit jackshrimp.com.
You're tuned in to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball.
Bottom of the third at 1-2-1 Financial Ballpark, a scoreless game. Top of the order for Jacksonville, Devers, Bride, and Johnston. Only 0-for-1. Bryan and Johnston were issued a free pass, a walk, and a hit by pitch. So Chase McDermott has just issued one Jacksonville hit. That was to Griffin Conine in the second inning. First pitch to Devers. Swing and a foul tip held on by the catcher Hanley at a fastball around the knees. And it's 0-1. Infield plays the lefty Devers to pull. Shortstop Soto almost up the middle. Outfield straight ahead. The 0-1. Curveball inside. Ends up behind his back left leg. It's 1-1. One ball, one strike. Third baseman Mayo right even with the bag behind the grass. McDermott's windup is 1-1. Breaking ball cut on and dribbled foul to the backstop. That'll make it a one ball, two strike count on Devers. A scoreless game between Jacksonville and Norfolk in the bottom of the third inning. Mayo backs away towards left field, the 1-2. Devers watches a fastball miss high and away, and the count is even 2-2. So far, a little bit of patience shown by Jacksonville that they didn't really seem to have in Charlotte. They wanted to jump on every pitch, and the 2-2 home. Devers swings, it's a sharp grounder through the hole on the right side. Out to right field, and there's a base hit for Jacksonville, their second of the day. Gets a leadoff man on for Jonah Bride. Had a big week for Jacksonville last week against Charlotte. Had a two-homer game, the first multi-homer game for a Jumbo Shrimp player this season. And they reached base four times on Sunday.
And they obviously want to get this offense going against Charlotte, which... And we talked about the numbers Norfolk posted against the Knights.
First pitch. And Bride lays off a backdoor cutter called a strike at the knees. It's 0-1.
So Norfolk scored over 70 runs in six games against Charlotte. Jacksonville had four runs or fewer in five of the six games. They were completely different.
McDermott from the stretch is 0-1. Bride lays off a slider that ends up in the left-handed batter's box for a ball. It's 1-1. I mean, from what we saw last week, it looked like a different Charlotte Knights team. Hitting-wise, they have a lot bigger bats in their lineup. Pitching was hit or miss, but their bats have gotten way better. McDermott set the righties 1-1. Bride lays off another breaking ball. This time it's a strike on the outside corner. And he's down 1-2 to Chase McDermott with Jose Devers on. But, you know, Scott, we saw this last week. Jacksonville with not only runners on, but runners in scoring position. They were anemic. Their offense. McDermott's 1-2. Bride swings, hits that ball in the air to right. Burdick sends it back into his left, makes the catch. Devers retreats back to first, and fly out by Bry. There's out number one. I mean, here's the thing. Charlotte escaped with a series split. Had it not been for a couple of boneheaded base running mistakes in two games, they probably could have won the series at least 4-2 or 5-1.
Yeah, I mean, if not sweeping, right?
Right.
Because the 7-5 jumbo strip win, the Knights are up by four in that game.
Exactly. Johnston up to the plate. The first pitch to him takes a fastball called a strike at the knees on the outside corner. It's 0-1. Hit by a pitch his first time up. And obviously, you know, the Jumbo Shrimp right now, they're struggling. They're big bats in Johnston, Gray, Myers. Tristan Gray had a big series in Durham. He got kind of quiet against the Knights. McDermott's 0-1. Johnston lays off a fastball, missing the plate outside. It's even 1-1. But they need Johnston, Myers, Gray, Mesa Jr. They need Conine. They need the big bats in their order kind of start taking control and settling into the season. It's been a slow start for all of them. Short of Tristan Gray, the 1-1 pitch, Johnston takes in the dirt for ball two.
And you lost Otto Lopez, who was hitting a mere 600
going
to the major leagues.
That might be a big part of the order that is really missing right now.
I mean, how do you? I mean, you can't replace it. Obviously, people would get hot and they post weeks like that, but he had been so great.
2-1. Johnston takes outside. It's 3-1. So 3-1 to Johnston. On deck is Tristan Gray. Now he swings. It's a roller up the middle. Glove by Soto. Steps on second for one. Relay to Kerstad at first. A double play. That was 6-3 double play after a leadoff single, and Jacksonville's offense continuing to struggle with runners on base. That sends them down in an unconventional 1-2-3. No runs, a hit, but nobody left. After a double play, it sends us to the top of the fourth. Scoreless in Jacksonville between the Jumbo Shrimp and the Norfolk Tides on the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
When injury or trouble finds you, what do you look for in a lawyer? A lawyer recognized as a board-certified expert in civil trial? What about a lawyer who doesn't look to charge you for every stamp, photocopy, or mile traveled? What if I told you we offer both and an attorney will personally meet with you? I am John Phillips. Give me a call, 444-4444, or visit floridajustice.com. Office is Jacksonville, Jacksonville Beach.
Where else would you rather blast off your weekend? Always a favorite on the Jumbo Shrimp promotional calendar, Friday Night Fireworks at 1-2-1 Financial Ballpark will light up the sky. Join the Jumbo Shrimp and Miller Lite for Friday Night Lights with $2 12-ounce Miller Lite and $1 off all other craft beer in the craft gate for every Friday home game. The Jumbo Shrimp will be ring red on Redshirt Friday and also encourage the fans to do the same to support the military. Fans who wear red save $1 off your ticket at the Miller Electric box office, or can donate that dollar to charity. Friday nights at 1-2-1 Financial Ballpark are a blast with the Jumbo Shrimp. Get your tickets today on jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
Back to the ballpark for more Jumbo Shrimp baseball.
Top of the 4-4-4-4-4-4-4 fourth inning, which is brought to you by the law offices of Phillips, Hunt, and Walker at Davis and Scott Kornberg along with you. Kobe Mayo leads off. He takes a first pitch fastball from Patrick Monteverde on the outside corner. Called a strike and the count is 0-1. You can reach them at floridajustice.com or give them a call, the 0-1. Swing by Mayo, pop to the right side. That's out of play. Quickly 0-2. You can also give them a call at 904-444-4444. Phillips, Hunt, and Walker committed to justice. They bring you the fourth inning all season long. Scoreless between Jacksonville and Norfolk in the top of the fourth. 0-2 to Mayo. And Monteverde misses outside. He pushes a changeup too far off the plate, and it's 1-2. One ball, two strike count on Mayo. Monteverdi set his 1-2. Swing and a chopper roll to third. Bride fields to his left, slings across his body to first, and it beats Mayo to the bag in time. 5-3, the ground out. There's out number one, and that'll bring up Kyle Stowers. Stowers today 0-1. He flew out to Victor Mesa Jr. in center field. Lefty-lefty, Monteverdi set his first pitch to Stowers. Drops a breaking ball on the inside corner for a strike. Runs the count to nothing and one. One to Stowers. He watches a cutter miss outside. One ball and a strike. Infield playing the left-hander to pull. Outfield standing straight away. Monteverdi ready, the windup, and his 1-1 to Stowers. He swings and lines that pitch foul to the netting behind home plate. It's 1-2. The Jumbo Shrimp would like to say a big thank you to Capital Tacos for catering our front office lunch and press box meal today. Capital Tacos was born from an ongoing quest to create the most flavorful and inventive Tex-Mex known to man. Check them out at the shops of Atlantic and Kernan or follow them on Facebook and Instagram at Capital Tacos. 1-2 to Stowers. Check swing and a liner drilled foul to the backstop. We'll do the 1-2 again. Capital Tacos offers dine-in, delivery, takeout, and catering. Use code JUMBO for a free taco of your choice on your next order at capitaltacos.com. You can also get a free shrimp taco if you show your Jumbo Shrimp ticket. The 1-2. Stowers checks his swing, ball in the dirt, appeal to third, and Macon Hammond rings him up, swinging at strike three. An emphatic pump from the third base umpire. Stowers out on strikes, and the two outs brings up Peyton Burdick, still a scoreless game in the top of the fourth. Can even show you, used to say, a ticket stub. We don't do that here anymore. You could show your digital ticket from your wallet.
Yeah.
And get a free shrimp taco. The first pitch to Burdick, and the righty lays off a changeup outside. It's 1-0.
Got to be honest, I miss the physical tickets. I used to, like, keep them when I was a kid, probably in a drawer somewhere in my parents' house. I like them a lot.
You keep them for historical moments. The 1-0. Burdick lays off a high fastball. It's two balls and no strikes. We actually saved our ticket stub, had it framed with the program. I think my dad actually had to buy a program because by the seventh inning, they were all sold out for Matt Cain's perfect game. On a 2-0, Burdick lays off a fastball down and away, ball three. But you're right. We had digital tickets last year. I wonder if anybody had a stub for Devin Smeltzer's no-hitter and has it
right.
Framed.
Screenshot it.
Just print it out on paper. It's your ticket one.
Not the same.
3-0 to Burdick. He swings away. Comes up empty. A little bit out in front of that fastball. It's 3-1. It's not the same to have a giant 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper with a barcode on it in a frame. Devin Smeltzer's no-hitter. 3-1 to Burdick. And he lays off a good fastball at the knees, called a strike by the ABS system and Jen Powell. Fills the count up at 3-2. Monteverdi ready. Infield and outfield spread evenly. Payoff to Burdick. He watches a fastball miss high and away for ball four. So Peyton Burdick reaches base as an opposing player at 1-2-1 Financial Ballpark for the first time. He walked two outs in the fourth. It brings up Ryan McKenna, the designated hitter. He flew out to right center and Victor Mesa Jr. to end the second inning.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, Norfolk, we've talked about how good they are. McKenna, Stowers, they've logged significant time in the major leagues.
First pitch. McKenna takes a belt-high fastball in the outside corner, called a strike.
McKenna's logged over 2 years of service time at the major league level. Stowers has played a good chunk for the Orioles, but they have no room for these guys.
It's amazing. I mean, this is the epitome of a 4A team. Monteverdi's 0-1. McKenna swings. It's a dribbler foul, third base side. And he's down to Monteverdi. No balls and two strikes in the fourth. It is a scoreless game. Identical twins sit on the scoreboard. No runs, two hits, and no errors for both sides. But it's a good problem to have, right? If you're Mike Elias and the Baltimore Orioles, kind of like a really good college football team. I won't say who, but it's just next man up. Not
yeah,
Maryland. Not
Georgia.
Maryland.
Georgia, right?
You can leave. 0-2 to McKenna, and he misses inside. Monteverdi does with a fastball. It's 1-2. No, I would agree. I would say Georgia. I got to tip my cap to him.
Who even won the national championship this year? I didn't pay any attention to college football.
I'm not going to say it because I still am protesting the 4th-and-1 call against Michigan and Alabama. It was Michigan, but I'm still protesting that play. The 1-2. Changeup that falls downstairs, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. I mean, I saw that play. I mean, I darn near just chucked everything across the room and hit a wall after that play call. Oh, what a miserable way to end the season. The 2-2. Swing by McKenna. Soft ground ball rolled to third. Bryant takes on a couple hops, throws across to Johnson at first, and that retires the side. No runs, no hits. A man left. Burdick walked. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Still scoreless in Jacksonville. On the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Do you follow the Jumbo Shrimp on social media? If not, you're missing out on all the fun. You can get the latest news and updates on the organization, learn about special promotions, and view unique content from the team. Click that follow button at Jack Shrimp on Facebook, X, and Instagram. That's at Jack Shrimp on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
Join ViStar Credit Union during every Wednesday Jumbo Shrimp home game at 121 Financial Ballpark. The Jumbo Shrimp and ViStar Credit Union will partner with local nonprofits to raise awareness and funds throughout the night via ticket sales. Additionally, ViStar Credit Union members can take advantage of a buy one, get one ticket special each Wednesday when showing their ViStar credit or debit card at the Miller Electric box office. It's ViStar Good Is Everywhere Wednesdays at 121 Financial Ballpark.
You're tuned in to the Jumbo Shrimp Radio Network.
Bottom of the fourth inning. Jacksonville has the heart of the order, 4, 5, and 6. Middle third, Gray, Myers, and Mesa. All together, they're 0 for 3 so far against Chase McDermott, looking to kind of break this game open. It's been a deadlock, scoreless in the bottom of the fourth inning. First pitch. Tristan Gray swings away, hits it off the end of the bat. Foul to the on-deck circle for Jacksonville. It's nothing and one. I mean, when he makes contact, though, I mean, the ball just jumps off his bat. He doesn't get cheated with his swings, but my goodness, it's like watching a lefty Vladimir Guerrero swings with all of his might. 0-1. Watches a slider hit the upper part of the strike zone at the letters. It's nothing and two. Still two hits for both sides and scoreless in the bottom of the fourth inning. Infield playing Tristan Gray to pull. Outfield is backed up and playing him deep for good reason. The 0-2. And McDermott bends a curveball in the dirt. Gray lays off. 1-2 the count on Tristan Gray. Hitting 255 with Jacksonville. Team high 6 homers. 10 runs batted in. And 5 of those homers against Durham 2 weeks ago. The 1-2 to the lefty. Swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball downstairs. And there's out number one. That's 4 punch-outs for Tristan, or for Chase McDermott. And that brings up Dane Myers. You know, Scott, Burdick's been here for so long. Wonder he hasn't even had time to figure out how right field works anymore. The first pitch to Myers. He takes a fastball outside. It's 1-0. I mean, 20-foot wall, doesn't know how it plays. He hasn't ever dealt with that diagonal carom in right center field. He's got to take a while, at least tomorrow, to figure it out, the 1-0. Myers swings, lines that ball back to the screen behind home plate. It's 1-1.
Yeah, I mean, that's the advantage of starting a series of the morning game, is that the visiting team with this brand new setup, we've seen teams literally practice against that, throwing balls against the wall to see how it would play.
1-1 to Myers. He swings and misses. A fastball up and in. It's 1-2. Even the Jumbo Shrimp on there, you know, a couple days before the season started, they were doing drills to sending balls from their pitching machine to carry them off the wall on purpose for their outfielders to see how it plays. 1-2. Myers half swings. Does he hold? And yes, he does, says Kelvis Velez, the first base umpire. So Myers gets a little bit of a break on a check swing and a high fastball. It's 2-2. McDermott ready, first base side of the mound. Myers awaiting the 2-2 home. Swing and a miss on a fastball in the inside corner, and there's back-to-back strikeouts for Chase McDermott. He's got 5 in 3 2/3, and it brings up Victor Mesa Jr. Victor Mesa Jr. flew out to right or to center field his first time up. Stands on the left side of the plate. McDermott's first offering. And Mesa Jr. lifts the hands, backs the hips out of the way. And a fastball inside. It's 1-0. Seating bowl is almost entirely full of school kids. The 1-0. Mesa swings through a fastball in the outside corner. It's 1-1. Education Day today. We'll have a big splash day later on this summer. Bring all the camps out to 1-2-1 Financial Ballpark. The 1-1 pitch to Mesa. Breaking ball, swing and a high drive. Hit out to right field. Burdick going back to the track, to the wall. It's out of here. Victor Mesa Jr. sneaks that ball over the 20-foot high wall in right center field. His second triple-A homer. And it breaks the scoreless tie in the bottom of the fourth inning. 101 off the bat, 376 feet away. And Jacksonville has a lead, 1-0 in the bottom of the fourth inning. Saw Burdick retreating, and then he had to look up at the last minute. Again, that's his first taste of a ball that close to the wall. Now the first pitch into Banfield. He swings. It's a rocket on a line to second, but it's right at Robinson, who makes the catch right on top of his left shoulder. And that ends the inning. Jacksonville, though, they get McDermott for a run on a hit, and they don't hit anybody else, but they take the lead. A solo shot by Victor Mesa Jr., his second of the year, and it brings us to the fifth inning with Jacksonville leading Norfolk 1-0 on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
WWK Mechanical Contractor has been an iconic part of the Jacksonville community since 1962. For over 60 years, we have provided innovative solutions for our clients, big and small, throughout Florida and Georgia. We hire and train the highest skilled workforce, ensuring each job is done correctly the first time, proving our motto that says our employees are the best in the business. Our team is on call 24/7 for your commercial and industrial service needs, so call WWK today at 904-388-2696.
Your best friend in baseball, does it get any better? Here's something that will make you bark. Forever Vets Canines and Crustaceans Dog Days return to 1-2-1 Financial Ballpark in 2024. Fans are encouraged to bring their furry friend on April 21st, May 14th, June 12th, July 30th, and September 18th. Dogs are admitted free as long as their human companion buys a ticket. If dogs are not your style, the Jumbo Shrimp will also hold a Purr in the Park Cat Day on May 28th. When cats are admitted to 1-2-1 Financial Ballpark for free with the purchase of one ticket by their human companion. Throw your buddy a bone and head to the park. Tickets are available on www.jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric Box Office at 904-358-2846.
Back to the park for more Jumbo Shrimp Baseball.
Top of the fifth at 1-2-1 Financial Ballpark, and Scott, what a day it's been. 5 strikeouts for both pitchers. They've been on cruise control since the first inning. It doesn't seem like an 11 a.m. game has affected them, but Jacksonville tagging Chase McDermott for a run on Victor Mesa Jr.'s second AAA home run in the bottom of the fourth.
And he's got the bottom of the order, Patrick Monteverdi here for Jacksonville, facing Levon Soto first. Lefty against lefty. Here's the pitch. Line back to the screen, foul. It's nothing and one. So Monteverdi, five scoreless innings in his last start. So far, four scoreless today. Squaring his shoulders towards first base. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball off the plate. A ball and a strike. So nine consecutive scoreless innings. He's now pitched 14 innings this year. He's only given up a run in one of those 14 innings. It was three runs in the fifth in his first start against Gwinnett. 1-1. Knocked back to the screen, foul. It's 1-2. Should say Durham. He did face the Bulls twice in that series. Soto, then Hanley, then Robinson. Here in the top of the fifth inning, the Norfolk Tides, they started this season 7-1. And they've lost seven games in a row. Here's the 1-2. Breaking ball is outside. They scored double-digit runs in each of their first five games, including one contest with 26 runs. Here's a 2-2. Looped in the air to center. Mesa Jr. in a few strides. Plucks it out of the air. One away. Here's Maverick Hanley. In the sixth game of the season, they scored a mere nine runs and then put up double-digit runs each of the next two games. But since that point, they have not really come anywhere near scoring double-digit runs, the seven consecutive losses. Here's the pitch. Bunted down the third baseline. Monteverdi off the mound. Fields, and he has no play. Infield single for Hanley. One out base runner for Norfolk. They trail by a run here in the top of the fifth inning. And up comes Errol Robinson. In fact, the Tides have scored four runs or fewer in five of, check that, six of the last seven games, all losses. On Sunday, they scored five runs and lost 6-5. They're still averaging 7.8 runs per game. It's more than double what Jacksonville's averaging. So the Tides, the first place team in the league. Here's the pitch to Robinson. And he looks at a cutter on the inside corner, strike one. Jacksonville is last in the league in scoring. And Norfolk first in the league with 34 home runs. Jacksonville only has 16. So the Tides with more than double. The 0-1 for Monteverdi. Fastball is upstairs. One ball and one strike. Devers at second base is playing way up the middle, so big hole right side. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Good changeup beneath the zone. It's 1-2. Tides on their longest losing streak since 2021. They dropped eight in a row, July of 2021. It was also the last time they were swept in a six-game series. 1-2 for Monteverdi. Swing and a foul at home plate. We'll do it again. That 2021 year was a really tough season for them. They had that eight-game losing streak in July. They also had a separate nine-game losing streak. But they rebounded pretty nicely. They got much better in 2022. Last year, they won the International League. Here's the 1-2. Fastball is upstairs. Two balls and two strikes, and then it ended up winning the AAA National Championship. So Norfolk, the defending champions, after Durham had taken two in a row and four of the previous five. Here's the 2-2. Cutter, Anthony's inside corner, called strike three. Monteverdi's got six punch outs. Two down here in the top of the fifth inning, 1-0 Jacksonville. Runner on first, and up comes the top of the order, Connor Norby. Monteverdi, youngest of 27 grandchildren, cruising so far today. Here's his pitch to Norby. Liner in the air to right. That's a base hit. Played in a couple of hops by Myers back in. Hanley stops at second. First and second for the Tides. Kerstad coming up. Two outs. They're down by a run. Both of Monteverdi's parents are the youngest of 12, so he's got an enormous family. Tons of uncles and aunts and cousins. Kerstad, left-hand swinger from Amarillo, Texas. Jumbo Shrimp manager Darren Brown has spent a lot of time there. Brown originally from Oklahoma. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball, a little bit low. It's ball one. Tide's trying to crack the scoreboard here. Their offense has been hibernating in the last week plus. And they're hoping the warm Florida air can heat it up, but so far no dice. The 1-0. Breaking ball high in the air to left towards the corner. Pretty deep. Davis back on the track at the wall. This one fades foul. Would have been a homer if it stayed fair. Instead, it's a loud strike one from Kerstad. Norfolk out hitting Jacksonville right now, 4-3. But Victor Mesa Jr., fourth inning home run, is the lone source of offense in this game. And now Jacksonville looks like they're going to get their bullpen cranking. Monteverdi about to throw his 85th pitch. Here comes. Fastball up and in. Two balls and a strike. So credit Norfolk. They have made Monteverdi work here in this fifth inning. Soto flying out to center field. Hanley a bunt single. Robinson struck out looking, but it was a good battle. The 2-1. Changeup is low, ball three. And then Norby a base hit to right field. Moved Hanley to second. So first and second with two outs. And Emmanuel Ramirez is been used in the late innings quite a bit by Darren Brown, is now loosening in the bullpen for Jacksonville. Jumbo Shrimp have lost back-to-back games. Their bullpen really struggled in those games. Monteverdi holds for a 3-1. Here comes. Wave and a miss. Good cutter off the plate. It's 3-2. With two outs, the runners will get a head start in this 1-0 game in the top of the fifth. Kobe Mayo, really dangerous hitter on deck. Outfield deep in the other way. Kerstad holds the bat low. 3-2, runners go. Pitches hit high in the air, deep left center. Mesa Jr., the center fielder on the run, galloping back. Left fielder Davis sprinting as well. It's Davis who makes the catch as he crosses onto the warning track. Side retired. Jumbo Shrimp, really good defensive outfield. Davis plays center field. On a lot of days, he's in left today, and he chases down that fly ball to retire the side. No runs, two hits, two runners left on base. Middle of the fifth inning, we're halfway home. Jacksonville 1, Norfolk nothing in the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Join Vistar Credit Union during every Wednesday Jumbo Shrimp home game at 121 Financial Ballpark. The Jumbo Shrimp and Vistar Credit Union will partner with local nonprofits to raise awareness and funds throughout the night via ticket sales. Additionally, Vistar Credit Union members can take advantage of a buy one, get one ticket special each Wednesday when showing their Vistar credit or debit card at the Miller Electric box office. It's Vistar. Good is everywhere Wednesdays at 121 Financial Ballpark.
The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp are more than just a baseball team. 121 Financial Ballpark has become one of the premier family event venues in the state of Florida. In addition to 75 home games, the Jumbo Shrimp hosts movie nights, bingo nights, college and high school baseball, disc golf, fan batting practices, and more. To follow all the event happenings at 121 Financial Ballpark this year, stay tuned to jackshrimp.com and follow the Jack Shrimp on Facebook, Instagram, and the artist formerly known as Twitter, X. Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
You're tuned in
Jacksonville 1, Norfolk nothing. Bottom of the fifth inning. Konine, Davis, and Devers, 8-9 and 1 in the order. Konine with a base hit in the second, snapped an 0 for 20 skid. Left-hand swinger holds the hands high. McDermott winds, kicks, fires, and a fastball is outside. It's ball one. So Chase McDermott, his family, a terrific athletic family. The 1-0. Line back to the screen, foul. It's 1-1. His brother played in the NBA for the Memphis Grizzlies. And his mom also was a college basketball player at Indiana State, went on to run a basketball facility in their hometown, Anderson, Indiana. 1-1. Swing and a miss and a breaking ball downstairs. It's 1-2 for 19 years. Her late father, Chase's late grandfather, Alec, was a longtime high school basketball coach in Indiana. He won two state titles. He's in the state's Hall of Fame. 1-2. Fastball upstairs. It's 2-2. And Chase's uncles, one played at Purdue, the other at App State. And the one who played at Purdue went on to get into coaching and won a Division II national title, 2-2. Breaking ball a little bit high, count is full. They had at Florida Southern and then at Wisconsin Green Bay. Ended up helping them to the Division I NCAA tournament. 3-2 to Konine. Fisted up in the air. Foul. Third base side. Mayo, the third baseman, gives it a look. This one's a souvenir. And we'll do it again. The Astros drafted McDermott with the compensatory pick they received for losing George Springer. So Springer signed with the Blue Jays. They got that compensatory selection. Payoff pitch. Fastball outside. Ball four. Leadoff walk. Here's Jonathan Davis, right-hand batter. And you know, a lot of people were like, your whole family, great basketball players. Your older brother, your mom, your grandparents, your uncles. And he said he just enjoyed baseball a lot more. He was willing to put in those hours of practice into baseball, but not basketball when he was little. Here's his pitch to Davis. He squares and pulls back. Fastball is up high, ball one, and he said his family was really supportive about it. He did play basketball through ninth grade, and then he quit to focus on baseball. He got to JV basketball. 1-0. Davis bunts it out in front of the plate. Hanley, the catcher, bare hands, fires to second for the force. What a play by Maverick Hanley. It's a fielder's choice, 2-4. He pounced on that ball like a cat. Picked it up with his right hand and flung it right to second. And here's Jose Devers, one out and a man on first. Shrimp by a run in the bottom of the fifth inning.
I wonder if Konine got a late break, or was it just placed perfectly right in front that Hanley had enough time to pick it up and throw?
Here's the pitch to Devers. Knocked back to the screen, foul. It's 0-1.
I wouldn't think Konine got a late break, but it kind of trickled. Didn't really reach the grass.
Yeah, so it wasn't a great punt.
Down one of the lines, though. That would have been perfect.
Right.
Not too much, not too little, but right in front, Hanley has the momentum to help him.
The ball's in a strike. Spin the throw to first, and Davis, who is 13th in the league in stolen bases, 5 coming in, and is chased back safely. McDermott underwent Tommy John surgery when he was younger. 0-1. Fastball is outside. A ball and a strike, and he said he came back a completely different pitcher, so he added a curveball, a slider, and a new changeup. He had thrown a previous curveball as well. Kind of coming off that surgery. It worked out, the 1-1. Way upstairs with a changeup. Two balls and one strike. And he said, you know, he would just kind of throw before. This is at Ball State where he went to college. Fourth round pick. And just felt like that time away from the mound, he used it really nicely to kind of learn himself, learn the art of pitching more, and develop a bit. Two one. Fastball on the inside edge, searing the corner. It's 2-2. McDermott was dealt to the Orioles for Trey Mancini, who was in spring training with the Marlins. 2-2. Fisted up in the air, foul territory, third base side. Mayo going towards the bullpen, makes the catch. And there's two down. Davis retreats back to first. Here's Jonah Bride, right-hand hitter. So Mancini was in Marlins spring training, didn't make the team, was given the chance with the language in his contract to accept an assignment to the minor leagues. He would have been here. He rejected that. And he is still a free agent. Pitch to Bride. Cutter away. A ball and no strikes. McDermott holds 1-0. High fly ball, deep left center. Norby, the left fielder, on the run. Looking up, this Hank clanks off the base of the wall. Davis around third, heading for the plate. He comes in to score easily. It's an RBI double for Jonah Bride, and Jacksonville leads 2-0 here in the fifth. So with two outs, Davis able to run on contact, and Bride smacking that against the wall. And Jacksonville extends their lead to 2. Here's Troy Johnston. Third RBI of the young season for Jonah Bride. Left-hand swinger. The pitcher McDermott. Fastball is up high. It's ball one. Ramirez continues to throw in the Jacksonville bullpen, so Monteverdi might be done again after 5 superb innings. 1-0 pitch. Inside, it hits Johnston on the right arm. So he goes down to first base. And up comes Tristan Gray, left-hand batter. I think McDermott felt that maybe Johnston leaned into it, but
I think Hanley's saying the same thing to Jen Powell, that he just went like this when kind of like brought the arm forward and said, didn't he just bring his arm towards it? And then she kind of waved him off and said, no, it hit him.
Now we get a visit to the mound from pitching coach Justin Ramsey. First and second for Jacksonville. Ahead 2-0 in the bottom of the fifth inning. And McDermott up to 76 pitches. Monteverdi's thrown 9 through his 5 innings. His conference is broken up by Powell, the home plate umpire. So a big chance for Jacksonville with Tristan Gray. Their offense has really struggled of late. Jumbo Shrimp in their series against the Charlotte Knights scored more than 4 runs only once. And they've only scored more than 4 runs one time in the last 8 games. Right now they lead 2-0. Here's the pitch to Gray. Breaking ball inside. It's ball one. And likely about to turn it over to their bullpen, which has imploded the last couple of days. They've given up 10 runs in the last 2 games. 1-0. Fastball is inside. 2 balls and no strikes. Dodd's bullpen is empty. Nobody wants to sit out in the sun down the right field line. 2-0. Swing and a foul at home plate off the front foot of Gray. It's 2-1. This is the only game in the International League going on right now. Everybody else plays later today. Norfolk is going to get Nick Vespi up, one of their left-handed pitchers. 2 balls and a strike. Here it comes. Fastball upstairs, ball three. Dane Myers on deck. Big spot for Tristan Gray, who is second in the league in home runs with six. 3-1. Swing and a miss. Huge cut. He got a fastball middle, and he came up empty. It's 3-2. Third baseman Mayo backs up from the line. Shortstop Soto playing up the middle. Gray taps home plate with his appropriately colored gray bat. Runners go, 3-2. Swing and a miss. The bat goes flying towards the first base dugout. They're going to say that ball hit off the bat before it went spinning like a helicopter over the Tides dugout. It hit the netting. Thankfully, everybody okay. So it's a foul ball and another 3-2. And two out in first and second. 2-0 Shrimp here in the bottom of the fifth inning.
Wow. Did get a piece of it.
So he adds a little bit of pine tar. Strolls back into the batter's box. Tristan Gray is one of three Jumbo Shrimp on an 11-game on base streak coming in. 3-2. Runners go. Swing and a miss and a high fastball. Strike three. Side retired. Six punch outs for McDermott. Jacksonville gets a run on one hit. They leave a pair. End of five. The Jumbo Shrimp 2. The Tides nothing in the Jumbo Shrimp Network. Powered by FIS.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Valley Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Valley Live app today.
When injury or trouble finds you, what do you look for in a lawyer? A lawyer recognized as a board-certified expert in civil trial? What about a lawyer who doesn't look to charge you for every stamp, photocopy, or mile traveled? What if I told you we offer both and an attorney will personally meet with you? I am John Phillips. Give me a call, 444-4444, or visit floridajustice.com. Offices Jacksonville, Jacksonville Beach.
The Vistar Credit Union Souvenir Store has all the Jumbo Shrimp shirts, jerseys, hats, sweatshirts, collectibles, novelties, and the biggest hat collection in all of minor league baseball. Located on the concourse behind home plate, the Vistar Credit Union Souvenir Store stays open until the end of each Jumbo Shrimp home game and is also open during the week from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on non-game days. Fans can also shop online at jackshrimp.com/shop. Get all your officially licensed Jumbo Shrimp gear at the Vistar Credit Union Souvenir Store.
It's time for more Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball.
It's 2-0 Jacksonville, top of the sixth inning. And Emmanuel Ramirez, who's been a late inning guy for the Jumbo Shrimp this year, is on after a great start for Patrick Monteverdi, who's now thrown 10 consecutive scoreless innings after five scoreless, scattering four hits and a walk, striking out six today. So Monteverdi departing with the lead. Ramirez the righty in. Kobe Mayo leads off. First pitch. Fastball outside. Ball one. Ramirez, 6'2", 220-pounder. He's been really good so far this season. This is his fifth appearance, 1-0. And it's a splitter on the outside part of the plate, 1-1. Ramirez, no runs on four hits and six innings, zero walks, eight punch-outs. 1-1. Splitter downstairs, two balls and one strike. And a lot of people who follow the Jumbo Shrimp might be saying, well, he's got three saves. Why is he pitching in the sixth inning? And the reason for that, man, Darren Brown, the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Good fastball on the outside corner. It's 1-2. And Jeremy Powell, the manager and pitching coach for Jacksonville, they believe that at this level, okay, you could be a late inning guy. We want to get you that experience. But if you get promoted, you're not going to be the closer right away. So you need that experience in other roles as well. Here's the 2-2. Slider at the belt, outside edge, called strike three. So Ramirez gets Mayo looking. And up comes the left-hand batting Kyle Stowers.
I mean, I think that's just good for anybody. I mean, you'll have guys down here like Tristan Gray, who a couple nights ago played first base against Charlotte. And so he's kind of like been a guy that has been primarily a shortstop, a second baseman. But he'll be a guy that starts at the corners just in case.
Here's the pitch. Splitter outside, ball one.
And you wrote a good article a couple years ago about versatility and needing to play multiple positions.
1-0. Fastball away.
Because if the big league club needs a position, better to be a Swiss Army knife, you'll be one of the ones first called up. I think your subject was Charles LeBlanc, if I'm not mistaken.
2-0. Fly ball in the air to center. Mesa Jr. starting out, now coming in, slows to a jog and plucks the ball out of the air with his light blue mitt. There is Red Cap. Two away in the sixth inning. Here's right-hand batting Peyton Burdick.
It might have been Jordan Groshans, too, was the subject.
A bunch of guys. Yeah. They were moving around, that team, 2022.
That's a good team, 80-69. They finished the year, and I think they were, what, a couple games away from eclipsing. I mean, they were behind Durham, but they were a couple games behind eclipsing Scranton Wilkes-Barre for second place.
Here's the pitch to Burnick from Ramirez. Splitter is low, ball one.
In the former International League's Southeast Division.
Now the Jumbo Shrimp are coming off a 70-79 season, 1-0. Huge cut and a miss and a high fastball. It's 1-1. Ramirez into his windup, the 1-1 pitch. Slider in for a strike on the outside edge, 1-2. McKenna on deck. Burnick played in 221 games in Jacksonville, 2021 to 2023. 1-2 pitch. Fastball just missed outside, 2-2.
I know that we're in the top of the sixth. Doesn't feel right to see him not wearing a Jumbo Shrimp jersey, but it's good to see him.
Still going, 2-2. Slider just missed low. Count is full.
It is good to see him still going. I mean, he's part of another really good organization. And, you know, obviously, you know, we hope that he makes it up there with the Oaks. And I'm sure it'll be a matter of time before he's able to. He's a very talented baseball player.
It's still on the 40-man there. Payoff pitch. Wave and a miss. Beautiful splitter darting down beneath the zone. Strike three. Manuel Ramirez striking out two in a perfect sixth inning. Nothing across for Norfolk. And at the end of 5.5, Jacksonville 2, Norfolk nothing in the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Don't strike out with getting a home loan. When it's time to buy or refinance, hit one over the fence with Union Home Mortgage, proud sponsor of Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. At Union Home Mortgage, you're an all-star who gets the MVP treatment. Personalized loan options, world-class service, and unwavering support, because there's no better feeling than coming home. Start your path to home ownership with a fast and easy quote today. Call 1-877-UHM-4U or go to UHM.com. Union Home Mortgage. Promises kept. Union Home Mortgage Corp is an equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS 2229-8241 at Dow Circle West, Strongsville, Ohio 44136.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
You're tuned in to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball.
New pitcher for Norfolk. We start the bottom of the sixth inning. Nick Vespi is in the game. 6'3", 215 batter. And Chase McDermott, good start for him. Two runs on four hits in five innings. Two walks, six strikeouts. But for McDermott, his offense has not scored. And Jacksonville leading 2-0 sends up Myers, Mesa Jr., and Banfield 5, 6, and 7 in the order against Vespi, who works first base side, holding at the belt. Quick little windup, high leg kick, and over the top breaking ball is low. It's ball one. Outfield the pull, 1-0. Breaking ball downstairs. It's ball two. Well, big news yesterday, I think, took a lot of people by surprise. The Marlins optioning Max Meyer down the AAA. Here's the 2-0. Hit in the air, foul over the screen behind home plate. 2-1. And you know, there's a lot of people who are wondering why that is happening, because Miami has just had an abysmal start to the season. 2-1. Swinging a foul at home plate, 2-2. They're 3-13. And Meyer has two of the three wins. And I'm not saying that he was the pitcher in two of the three wins. I'm saying he was good enough to be the winning pitcher in two of the three wins, which is rare now in right. terms of guys and how long they pitch. But he's been that good for Miami. And he's sent down here. Here's the 2-2. Fastball inside. Count is full. And you know, they say they want to try to protect his innings and stuff like that and pitch at a lower intensity and whatnot. 3-2 pitch. Wave and a miss and a breaking ball. Middle of the plate, strike three. So Vespi punches out Myers. And here's Mesa Jr., left-hand batter. But for Max Meyer, I mean, however you want to look at that, whether you buy that reasoning or not, I mean, it's got to be disappointing for him. He was going to be sent here to start the season. The Marlins are so beat up at the major league level, doesn't help. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball on the inside part of the plate, 0-1. But Edward Cabrera is back in the rotation now, and they felt like he would take Max Meyer's spot, but he's pitched better than anybody in that rotation. And, yeah, he's coming off an injury. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Wave and a miss and a breaking ball off the plate, 0-2. But, you know, he is 25 years old now, so you would think you'd want to see what he could do in the major leagues. He's only pitched in a handful of games up there. 0-2. Looped in the air, shallow left, shortstop Soto gliding out, sliding, and he couldn't reel it in. Good job with the third baseman Mayo to get out there as well. And Mayo picks up the baseball and slings it back to second to hold Mesa Jr. to a one-out single. Jacksonville leads by two. Bottom of the fifth, here's Will Banfield. And I just think, you know, Max Meyer is disappointed. And you can understand, Matt, why the fans would feel the same way.
Absolutely. I mean, you're 3-13, 3-14. I mean, this is one of your worst starts in franchise history. And
here's the pitch. Fastball is high, ball one.
You know, and what do? You send down the guy that has...
who's been arguably your best player so far.
60% of your wins. And you send him down? I mean, I don't see the rhyme or reason. I mean, protecting him from what? He had a
1-0 breaking ball outside.
We all know he had a significant injury, but hasn't history told us that when you baby the arms, it actually makes it worse? Because, I mean, look at what the Nationals did with Steven Strasburg. I mean, they babied him. They shut him down when they went to the World Series one year, and they lost.
2-0. Rocket foul on the left field line. It's 2-1.
You look back and you say, well, they probably could have won two World Series with him in their starting rotation if they didn't baby him after the significant injury. I mean, the point of the rehab, if you trust the doctor that did the surgery, if you trust the rehab process, they're supposed to come back stronger. That is 21st century Tommy John, especially in 2024.
Here's a 2-1. Swing and a miss and a breaking ball, 2-2.
I mean, it just, I don't understand. And again, like, the Jumbo Shrimp are going to reap the benefits of this because he's so good. And Jumbo Shrimp need a little bit of help on the pitching side. Not saying that they need a lot, but it'll be a little boost to have Max Meyer back. But if they're limiting his innings up there, I can only imagine he's probably going to get 4 or 5 every game here. I wouldn't expect him to go long.
2-2. Breaking ball is low and the count is full.
But, I mean, you just need something to put butts in seats. And if that's what was doing it, bringing people out to see it, I would want to be one of those people that goes out every 5 days to go see Max Meyer if I could. And it's just another reason to kind of scratch your head and say, what's going on? Are they really just planning for next year?
3-2. Vespiu throws over to first, chases Mesa Jr. back. One out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Jacksonville 2, Norfolk nothing. You know, at 3-13, there's not going to be a lot of high-intensity innings in the major leagues.
Right.
Anyway, 3-2. Wave and a miss. Good curveball in the dirt. Strike three. Vespi's second punch hitter. Conine left-hand batter.
And I don't want to speak out of turn, right? You know, I'm not a general manager. I'm not a president of baseball operations. I've never been a scout. I'm just looking at it from the fact of you've got a 25-year-old pitcher that probably one of the best arms that you've had in a long time, short of Edward Cabrera, Jesus Luzardo. But before Jesus Luzardo came over.
Here's the pitch. Breaking ball outside, ball one.
Well, this is a guy that was the number one prospect in your system for a handful of years. I believe he still is. No, I think Noble Meyer is now. I think Max is maybe three, I want to say, according to MLB.com.
Here's the 1-0. Fastball outside, ball two.
It just, it doesn't make sense to me. You do that, and I don't even know if you could say that you do that when you're out of a playoff race, because at that point, you just bring guys up to see what they have. The Marlins did that in 2022.
2-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball in the outer part of the plate, 2-1.
When they were out of it in August, they brought up half the Jumbo Shrimp roster from that year, and I believe Max was part of that.
I just think, from a baseball perspective, 25 is not old. It's not young. 2-1. Breaking ball's low. It's ball three. Don't you want to allow him to figure out the major leagues?
Right.
If he was 22, 23, I understand. And there are some people who are saying that, you know, could be a service time manipulation thing. And if that's the case, that's a shame. Three balls and one strike. Here it comes. Breaking ball low and away. Ball four. So Mesa Jr. goes to second. Conine on for the third time. A hit and two walks. Here's Jonathan Davis, two out in first and second.
You know what befuddles me? And let me know if I'm speaking out of turn. It befuddles me that he's going on year three. And it could be longer, but he's been in the system for a while. He still hasn't graduated from the prospect.
Because of the injury.
Because of the injury, but...
Here's the pitch to Davis. Fastball inside, ball one.
I would think that you'd want to get one of the faces of your franchise, the young faces. You want to get them up there. You want to compete. You want to go back to the playoffs.
One ball, no strikes. Swing and a miss. And a fastball downstairs. It's 1-1.
I mean, before last year, it was 2020, which was a weird year for everybody. But before that, man, been to the playoffs since 2003.
In a full season, yep.
Exactly.
1-1 pitch. Breaking ball is low. 2-1 from Vespi.
I don't know. I've heard the term tanking. It's April 16th. What are you tanking for? If that is true, I don't think it is. But, you know, if a rumor's out there because of that, it has to come from somewhere, right? I mean, these don't just come from nowhere.
Yeah, they're off to a bad start regardless. 3-13. By the Giants tonight. And Vespi kicks looking off to second base.
I think they're a better, you know, obviously injury, you hate to see that. I mean, Berger goes down, Brujan, Xavier Edwards.
Right.
To start the year, Edward Cabrera, Braxton Garrett. I mean, the list goes on.
The 2-1. Fastball, good pitch. Top of the zone, inside edge, 2-2. Two out, two on, 2-0 Jacksonville, bottom of the sixth. It's just hard to make the case that you're better with Max Meyer in the minor leagues than not.
I would agree with that.
Here's a 2-2. Popped up, foul territory, first base side. And this one hits off the netting on the other side of the netting and kicks into the seats, into the crowd of kids, and somebody got that foul ball.
I mean, it could have had a three-headed dragon. Max Meyer, Edward Cabrera, Jesus Luzardo. That's a scary 1-2-3 combo. I didn't mean to.
No, my bad, Matt. And I think what some people are clamoring about, A.J. Puck, he was moved to the starting rotation. Small sample size. It's early, 2-2. Breaking ball is low, and the count is full. And if you look at A.J. Puck's Baseball Savant page as a reliever,
everything was red, which means everything that he was doing was elite, pitching in these short spurts. But as a starter, everything is blue, which means he's struggling in every regard. He's not good in anything. 3-2, runners go. Pitch is lined to the left field, base hit. Mesa Jr. around third, sprints in to score. Conine stops at second, RBI base hit for Jonathan Davis. It's 3-0 Jacksonville here in the sixth inning. To the bottom of the order, burning the Tides. Here's Justin Ramsey, the pitching coach, coming out to the mound. And up comes Jose Devers, left-hand batter. But, you know, I feel for Max in this situation, right? We both know the competitor he is and how hard he worked to get to the major leagues back in 2022 for the first time. And just that news of him having to get Tommy John surgery after his second major league start, it's a gut punch. And he wasn't supposed to start the year there. All the injuries, they forced him up. He did everything he was supposed to do, and that stinks. It just stinks that he's optioned down for him. And it stinks for the fans that are coming off this playoff season. And you know, the Marlins really didn't do much in the offseason to add to the roster. And, you know, I think even if they did, it's not like last year's team had a repeatable formula with all the wild and crazy wins and one-run successes. Lefty against lefty, first and second and two outs, and Vespi steps off. It's 3-0 Jacksonville here in the bottom of the sixth inning, and now another left-hander's up in the bullpen for the Tides.
Luis Gonzalez.
Here's the pitch. Good slider on the inside edge. It's 0-1. It's just, this is a fan base that's really been burned, right? They won the World Series in 97, and all the pieces were sold off. They won the World Series in 03, and all the pieces were sold off. 0-1. Swing and a miss, and a breaking ball off the plate. It's 0-2. They had that big free agent spending spree in, I believe, like 2011. All those guys were sold off. And, yeah, it's a different ownership, but now it's a new ownership, and they really haven't had much success, and they had the one playoff team, and they didn't do anything. 0-2. Line driving to right. That's another base hit. Conine gets the stop sign at third. Burnick slings it back into the infield, and the bases are loaded with two outs. So Conine going second to third. Davis first to second. And Devers on with his second hit of the game. Here's Jonah Bride. Bases loaded, two outs. And Vespi's really laboring here in the inning. And now, on top of not supplementing your roster, which was unpopular with the fan base, which is, you know, already skeptical of the Marlins just because of everything that's happened over the years. It's an all-around bad situation. And time is called. Pitch clock violation on Vespi. It's 1-0. Whether or not they really truly believe it's the right thing to do to send him down to protect his arm, it's just with the fan base, it just sends, to your point, Matt, a not-so-great message. They wanted to believe again. Here's the 1-0. Fastball, good pitch. Searing the outside edge at the top of the zone. It's 1-1.
And that's the right of every fan base. Your team makes the postseason. You want to believe that they're working to continuously and consistently make the playoffs. And
1-1. Chopper to third. Mayo to his left. Fields goes the short way to second for the force. Side retired. Go ahead, Matt.
No, I was just going to say, I think you're right. It's a disservice to the fans. And you want to get to that level, you should. That level's all about competing to win. And it doesn't seem like that with that message. I understand you want to protect a young talent, but it almost seems to me a disservice to the fan base.
And to the
like
player.
Exactly.
And to the player. A run on three hits. Bases left loaded in the sixth. End of six innings, it's 3-0. Jacksonville over Norfolk and the Jumbo Show Network, powered by FIS.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooper.
Join Vistar Credit Union during every Wednesday Jumbo Shrimp home game at 121 Financial Ballpark. The Jumbo Shrimp and Vistar Credit Union will partner with local nonprofits to raise awareness and funds throughout the night via ticket sales. Additionally, Vistar Credit Union members can take advantage of a buy one, get one ticket special each Wednesday when showing their Vistar credit or debit card at the Miller Electric box office. It's Vistar Good is Everywhere Wednesdays at 121 Financial Ballpark.
The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp are more than just a baseball team. 121 Financial Ballpark has become one of the premier family event venues in the state of Florida. In addition to 75 home games, the Jumbo Shrimp hosts movie nights, bingo nights, college and high school baseball, disc golf, fan batting practices, and more. To follow all the event happenings at 121 Financial Ballpark this year, stay tuned to jackshrimp.com and follow the Jack Shrimp on Facebook, Instagram, and the artist formerly known as Twitter, X. Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable, family, fun.
You're tuned in to the Jumbo Shrimp Radio Network.
On to the seventh, Matt. Jacksonville, a 3-0 lead.
And the first pitch into Ryan McKenna. It's a fastball top of the zone outside. And it's 1-0 to Ryan McKenna. Manuel Ramirez still tossing for Jacksonville. The righty out of the windup. The 1-0. Swing by McKenna. High fly ball. Playable for Mesa Jr. in center. He trots over to his left. Settles under that ball and makes the cap-high catch, and there's out number one. That'll bring up the lefty swinging shortstop, Levon Soto. 3-0 on seven hits for Jacksonville, four for the Tides. Infield going to play the lefty Soto to pull outfield straight away. And now time called immediately. A little bit of a miscommunication. I think Soto stepped out. Ramirez finished the follow-through of the windup. So it's a fresh count still. The first one home. And there's a fastball that misses down and in from Ramirez. It's 1-0. Now time called. I think Buck Britton has a question for Jen Paulwell, third base coach and manager for Norfolk. Not sure if he had a question about the first pitch home that didn't count because Soto stepped out. She did duck behind the plate as if to accept the pitch, and Buck just has a question about it.
Yeah, this is a pretty long conversation. Buck Britton doesn't appear to be super enthused, judging by his body language.
I think he's just asking for clarification because the way it looked like that Soto stepped out of the box and she ducked behind Banfield, the catcher, as if to accept the pitch, and she did not. The 1-0 now. Swing and a shot out, hit out to right center. That one is down and up the alleyway. Soto hustling around first. Throw from Mesa into second. It short hops off the glove of Gray, and it ends up in between second and third base, picked up by the pitcher right behind the mound. So Soto legs out a double. And that one was going to be close. It was bang, bang. If a good throw is made by Mason, doesn't short hop Gray, could be talking about a 8-6 putout. And Soto into the scorebook as a single, thrown out trying to stretch it to two. Instead, it's a double. It brings up the catcher, Maverick Hanley. Ramirez goes to the stretch, and his first offering. Hanley lays off a fastball top of the zone for a strike. It's nothing and one. Now infield and outfield straight away for the righty hitting Hanley, who's 2-for-2 with a pair of singles. Ramirez holds his glove right at his belt. Comes set the 0-1. And a swing and a miss by Hanley on a fastball high and away. It's 0-2. No ball, two strike count on Hanley with a man at second. The pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt. Blocked by Banfield. Ricochets out in between the mound and home plate, and Soto stays put at second. One ball, two strike count, a 3-0 lead for Jacksonville. They have scored a run in three consecutive innings, the fourth, the fifth, and the sixth. Ramirez brings the hands together, starts them at his cap, brings them down to his belt. Kicking the 1-2. He bounces a splitter in the dirt. It ricochets all the way back out towards the mound. Again, Soto stays put at second. It's 2-2. So two splitters that bounce well before the plate. Banfield blocked both of them perfectly. Soto stayed put at second, so it's two balls and two strikes on Hanley. Two bat twirls with the left hand, has the two-tone bat rocking above the right shoulder. Ramirez ready, lifts his leg, the 2-2. Fastball check swing upstairs and a check down at second, where the first base umpire, Kelvis Velez, says no swing. And it fills the count up at 3-2. Full count on Hanley. Soto leads at second. It's 3-0 Jacksonville. Payoff home. Caught on and foul, tipped off the catcher, Banfield. He was well out in front of another splitter. Thought he might have come up empty, but he just managed to get a piece to stay alive. Green ball, two strike count. The second payoff pitch home to Hanley. Swing, and that ball's lined back to the screen behind home plate. We'll do it again. So Hanley making Ramirez work for the out. Ramirez set again. Glove hand together, the payoff. Breaking ball cut on and ripped on a line out to left field past Gray. That's a base hit. Throw in from Davis is cut off by Bride. Soto gets the stop sign at third. So it's a really good day at the plate for Maverick Hanley. 3-for-3 with three base hits. Now the Tides have runners at first and third with two outs. It brings up Errol Robinson. Robinson digs into the right-handed batter's box. 1-for-2, a strikeout in the fifth. He singled in the fourth. Infield and outfield straightaway. Middle infield at double play depth. Ramirez, his first offerings. Half swing and a miss. Might have got a piece of it, but fastball was up and in. Robinson couldn't hold on the swing. It's 0-1. A slightly open stance. He slides the left foot just slightly behind the back right leg. Two-tone bat bounces off the right shoulder, the 0-1. Robinson takes a splitter upstairs on the inside corner for a strike. It's nothing and two. Jacksonville has Eli Villalobos tossing down the left field line in their bullpen. We expect to see him soon. First and third for the Tides. They trail by three here in the top half of the seventh inning. Robinson set on the mound. Hands together at the waist. The 0-2. Curveball just down and outside. It's 1-2. Seating bowl slowly thinning out, but still a really good crowd on hand today. Robinson set the 1-2. Robinson takes a splitter in the dirt. Stopped by Banfield. Kind of leaving it up 2-2, so Ramirez has tried to nibble and get Norfolk to chase. He hasn't been successful with it this inning. Fly out, double, single. He's had two balls and two strikes now on Errol Robinson. The righty's 2-2. There goes the runner at first. Pitch misses inside. Banfield fakes a throw down to second. So Hanley steals second base. That erases a double play possibility. Now, we'll see if Jacksonville, they will keep the infield back. They'll concede a run to get the out at first. The ball is hit on the ground. Outfield is relatively deep. The payoff to Robinson. Swing, and that ball's fouled the opposite way. We'll do the 3-2 again. I mean, what would be disastrous, Scott, is if Robinson can reach, and the bases would be loaded for Norby, Kerstad, and possibly Mayo. I mean, that would just be disastrous with the top three in the order for Norfolk and how good they are. Payoff again. Robinson takes a fastball at the letters, called strike three. So Ramirez comes back with a good letter high pitch. Gets the second out of the inning. And now Jacksonville can breathe a little easier. Two outs in the top of the seventh for Connor Norby. Not out of the woods yet. He has really good power with two on. He would be the tying run. Ramirez ready, the righty's first pitch. And Connor Norby takes a splitter up and away. It's 1-0. Really can't breathe that easy with these Norfolk Tides. You're never really out of the woods, are you?
Yeah, you're kind of waiting for them, but right now Jacksonville's pitching has been great.
Ramirez ready, glove at his belt, the 1-0. Norby half swings and misses a splitter that just falls off the table. It's 1-1. I'll say, when Ramirez has that pitch working, I mean, it would be, it's something that would make even Isaac Newton smile with how much it falls to the earth. Two on, two out, the 1-1. A bouncing fastball in the dirt outside, it's 2-1. Second and third, two outs. One out double for Soto, then a single and a stolen base for Hanley. 3-0 Jacksonville on the top of the seventh. It's 2-1 on the leadoff man, Norby. The pitch. Splitter catches the inside corner at the belt, called a strike, and it's 2-2. Norby calls for time, adjusts the batting gloves. One pull of the waistband, and now he's digging back in. One tap of the inside corner. A two-tone bat, a maroon handle, black barrel. Standing straight up, now it's bent over the back right shoulder. Ramirez sets on the hill. 2-2 count, and the pitch home. And he misses inside with another splitter. It's 3-2. Well, that'll be a full count now. Heston Kerstad stands on deck. Ramirez trying to work out of this inning, keep the game where it is. Full count on Norby. The payoff home to the plate. Swing, and that ball's line foul to the screen above the first base dugout. We'll do it again. Wonder how long they'll roll with Ramirez with Kerstad and Mayo. In theory, you'd want Villalobos to face Mayo. You also hope that it doesn't get that late into the inning. The payoff again. And that splitter misses downstairs for ball four, and that loads him up. Time called, and that will do it. Darren Brown emerges from the third base dugout, and it looks like he will move to the bullpen. Still waiting for him to officially point down there, though, but the infield comes in. Now Villalobos starts walking towards the mound. I don't even know. There it is. So the point finally occurs. So Darren Brown gets to the mound, talks to the infield, and Emmanuel Ramirez points to the bullpen. They want to bring in Eli Villalobos. Take a quick break and tell you all about the right-hander from La Habra, California, as the Jumbo Shrimp lead 3-0 in the top of the seventh, but Norfolk has the bases loaded. New pitcher in for Jacksonville on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
WW Game Mechanical Contractor has been an iconic part of the Jacksonville community since 1962. For over 60 years, we have provided innovative solutions for our clients, big and small, throughout Florida and Georgia. We hire and train the highest skilled workforce, ensuring each job is done correctly the first time, proving our motto that says our employees are the best in the business. Our team is on call 24/7 for your commercial and industrial service needs, so call WW Game today at 904-388-2696.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Back in 1-2-1 Financial Ballpark, and Jumbo Shrimp are in quite a pickle. They do have two outs in the top of the seventh, and they're leading 3-0, but not out of the woods yet. Norfolk has the bases loaded, and a really good hitter, one of their top prospects, I think a first-round pick a couple years ago, Heston Kerstad, is standing into the box. The lefty's 0-for-3 today. Eli Villalobos in his first pitch. He has a changeup in the dirt straight down. It's one ball and no strikes. So Eli Villalobos, a strikeout. Excuse me, a La Habra, California native. Heston Kerstad, a strikeout, a groundout, and a flyout. Villalobos ready. The 1-0 to Kerstad. Swinging that ball's popped foul behind the plate. It's 1-1. Now Eli is 6'3", 210-pound righty from Sonora High School. Pitched at Long Beach State, claimed off waivers from Pittsburgh in 2023. Originally, he was part of the Marlins organization before Pittsburgh picked him up on waivers last year. It was a back-and-forth exchange. The 1-1. Kerstad takes a fastball outside. It's two balls and a strike on. Was a Marlins pick in the 14th round in 2018. DFA'd in April of last year, then picked up by Pittsburgh, and Miami scooped him back up on June 19th, 2 months later. The 2-1 to Kerstad. He swings, rips that ball in a line out to center. Mesa Jr. coming in, lays out and makes a catch! Victor Mesa Jr. robbing Heston Kerstad of what could have been the game-tying base hit. What a play by the center fielder. Robbing Kerstad of a base hit, and it keeps Jacksonville's lead intact. No runs in the top of the seventh on two hits, and the bases left loaded on a miraculous defensive play by Victor Mesa Jr. It's time to stretch at 1-2-1 Financial Ballpark as we go to the bottom of the seventh with Jacksonville up 3-0 on the Jumbo Shrimp Network powered by FIS.
WW Game Mechanical Contractor has been an iconic part of the Jacksonville community since 1962. For over 60 years, we have provided innovative solutions for our clients, big and small, throughout Florida and Georgia. We hire and train the highest skilled workforce, ensuring each job is done correctly the first time, proving our motto that says our employees are the best in the business. Our team is on call 24/7 for your commercial and industrial service needs, so call WW Game today at 904-388-2696.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Kids can feel like the pros for each Sunday Jumbo Shrimp home game. The Jumbo Shrimp invite families onto the field for a pregame catch, and after the final out is recorded, kids get to run the bases at 1-2-1 Financial Ballpark. Also, each Sunday contest will feature free face painting and balloon animals. It's Sunday Family Fun Days, presented by Baptist Health, and tickets are available at jackshrimp.com or by calling the Jumbo Shrimp at 904-358-2846.
You're tuned in to the Jumbo Shrimp Radio Network.
Bottom of the seventh at 1-2-1 Financial Ballpark. Troy Johnston leading off. Vespi's first offering. Troy swings, lines that ball foul to the back screen. It's 0-1. Johnston today, he's been on base twice. Hit by a pitch. Both at-bats, he hit into a double play in the third. Vespe sidesteps his windup, the 0-1, and he runs a fastball inside. For the third time today, Troy Johnston has been hit by a pitch. My goodness. Three times Troy Johnston hit by a pitch today. Also thanks to Matt Patrick in Jacksonville for listening in. Well, it brings up Tristan Gray. Jacksonville leading 3-0 thanks to an amazing diving catch in center field by Victor Mesa Jr. First pitch to Gray. Swings away at a breaking ball a little early. Slider on the outside corner from Vespe and the count is 0-1. He runs 7 hits for Jacksonville. 6 hits for Norfolk. The 0-1. Front door slider catches the inside corner and it's quickly 0-2 on Tristan Gray. Norfolk was able to load the bases in the top of the 7th with 2 outs. Johnston off first, the 0-2. Gray half swings and misses. Can't hold up. That slider that ends up in the right-handed batter's box. Swung on and missed, and now Tristan Gray. Tristan Gray is wearing the golden sombrero. He's got 4 strikeouts today. That'll bring up Dane Myers, who also has the hat trick. He's got 3. The first pitch. Myers takes a fastball upstairs. It's 1-0. A 1-0 count on Myers with Johnston at first. 3-0 Jacksonville in the bottom half of the 7th. A 1-0. Myers takes a bouncing curveball in the dirt. Sliding stop by Maverick Hanley. It's 2 balls and no strikes. Count. Myers digs in. Hitting 145. A little slow start for the season for him, but hard to duplicate what he did here last year in his first 11 games. The 2-0. Myers swings, puts a charge into that ball high to center. Stowers has it in his sights. He comes in, angles to his right, and makes the catch. And there's out number 2 to bring up Victor Mesa Jr. And the reason the score is where it is right now, because of this guy at the plate, a diving catch in center field on a sinking line drive to save what could have been, if it got by him, at least a 3-run extra base hit, or worse, an inside the Parker. First pitch, and Mesa Jr. swings wildly at a slider down and away. It's 0-1. Today, VMJ 2-for-3 with a home run, a single, and a flyout. Now the Cuban signals for time. He digs back into the plate. Taps the tips of his toes with his two-tone bat, the natural wood-colored barrel, the black handle. Troy Johnston off first, the 0-1. And Mesa takes a slider, same spot, down and away. This time it's a ball. It's 1-1. Infield playing the southpaw hitter to pull. Vespe's 1-1. And Mesa Jr. takes another slider down and away. It's 2-1. So far, he's gone 3 sliders in a row to Victor Mesa Jr. He only bit on one of them. 2 balls and 1 strike on Mesa. Johnston has a lead at first. The 2-1. A fastball outside off the plate. It's 3-1. Three and one, and the pitch. Fastball downstairs for ball 4. My goodness. Thanks to Brian in Jacksonville for listening in. A walk to Mesa puts 2 men on. With 2 men out, it's Will Banfield to the plate. He's had a slow start to the season, too, but does a great job behind the plate working with this pitching staff. So he swings at the first pitch. It's a squibber down the first base line, and it's foul. Thought it might have turned left right in front of the line, I think. It looks like the cover got torn off that ball. Can't quite make it out. The bat boy handed it to Buck Britton, and now that's what they call tearing the cover off the ball. So Banfield goes back to home plate. It's 0-1 on him. Have you ever seen a ball that's squibbed down the first baseline foul that actually ends up working its way as a fair ball? Really? Interesting. I don't think I've seen it. The 0-1. Banfield skips out of the way at a breaking ball down and in. It's 1-1.
Yeah, and Salem, Virginia, the old field there, I think they've redone it, but they used to, I've seen coaching staffs roll baseballs down that to see the ball bend back. Like it was almost like a golf putting green to see the ball kind of curl back like a question mark. And the teams use that to their advantage. I saw Myrtle Beach do a squeeze bunt because of that.
1-1 to Banfield. He swings, hammers a ball on the ground left side. Mayo fields at third, races to the third base bag himself. And that will retire this side. So Jacksonville gets two on by way of a free pass. Troy Johnston hit by for the third time this game. Jacksonville, no runs, no hits, and they leave two men on base. So we go to the eighth inning. A 3-0 lead for the Jumbo Shrimp on the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Affordable family fun never stops at 121 Financial Ballpark. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp's variety of ticket plans are designed to make sure you watch Jumbo Shrimp baseball on your schedule and save money each time you come out to the ballpark. Ticket plan member benefits include priority seating, invitations to exclusive events, discounts on parking passes and merchandise, a personal sales representative, and more. Call a friendly Jumbo Shrimp sales representative at 904-358-2846 for more information or visit jackshrimp.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Back to the ballpark for more Jumbo Shrimp Baseball.
Top of the eighth at 1-2-1 Financial Ballpark. Matt Davis and Scott Kornberg along with you. It's 3-0 Jacksonville. Kobe Mayo starting things off. Time called. And the home plate umpire right before the inning started. I think a baseball might have worked its way on the field. Mayo, Stowers, and Burdick, that's the do-up. Eli Villalobos out for his second inning of work. And his first offering to the righty, Kobe Mayo. A fastball down the meat of the plate, called a strike. It's 0-1. Today, Kobe Mayo 0-3. A strikeout, a ground out, and another ground out. That was in the first inning, the 0-1. Changeup misses downstairs. It's 1-1. Six hits for Norfolk, seven for Jacksonville. They've plated three runs off those seven hits. Villalobos set the right-hander's 1-1 pitch to Kobe Mayo. Swing and a miss. That one blown by him. Mayo swinging with all of his might. Comes up empty, though. It's 1-2. If he made contact with that swing, that would have been sent a long way away. Norfolk has a righty up in their pen. Mayo calls time. Steps out of the box. It's Caleb Ort in the bullpen for the Tides getting loose. Villalobos ready, and the righty is 1-2. Fastball misses way inside. I think that clipped Mayo. And it does. Jen Powell signals a hit batsman, so fastball might have clipped the jersey of Mayo. He works a leadoff hit by a pinch, and that brings up the left-hander Kyle Stowers. Maybe that didn't hit him in the jersey. Maybe it got him on the chest because Mayo is walking around first. He's got his hand in the middle of his chest, and he might be in some pain. So hope that he's okay. That's a scary spot to get hit, right in the middle of your chest. And now the trainer for Norfolk is going to trot out there. It's Alan Rail,
who was a trainer here in 2019, so... Good to see Allen again back in Jacksonville. I'm sure he's thrilled about that. But hopefully he's all right over on first base. I mean, you know, Mayo has been really the one guy not slumping in the Tides lineup this last week. And obviously has a really bright future. You'd really not like to see anything derail that right now.
Yeah, I mean, it was serious enough that Buck Britton trotted over from third base, and obviously Mayo, competitor that he is, he's going to stay in the game. You know, hope that he's okay. I mean, that's kind of scary to get hit right there. Middle of the chest, around your heart, anywhere up north of the chest really is a scary spot to get hit. First pitch into the lefty Stowers, a check swing on a cutter downstairs. He did not go around. One ball and no strike. So Norfolk has a runner. Kobe Mayo trailing by three. Villalobos set on the third base side of the rubber. The righty's 1-0. And Stowers swings, flips that ball left side out of play. It's 1-1. One ball and a strike on the lefty Kyle Stowers. Today, 0 for 3, has a strikeout on his line. Now the lefty calls time. He digs back into the box. Open stance, resting the bat on his back left shoulder. Villalobos is 1-1 as a swing and a liner shot back to the screen behind home plate. It's 1-2. I just say, what a great day it was today. I mean, 11:05 a.m. first pitch. Jumbo Shrimp front office staff, kudos to them. They were here at 6:40 in the morning, rolling almost 2,800 hot dogs. The 1-2. Bouncing ball before the plate, blocked by Banfield. Collects it, throws to second, and it's a little bit late as Mayo hustles into second, advancing on what will most likely be ruled a wild pitch. But what a great day, a great environment, a wonderful job done by Jumbo Shrimp sales account executive Mark Sparrow. Had almost, think about 3,500 kids here for Education Day. What a great job.
Cool.
What a great environment, too. The 2-2 to Stowers. He swings and misses, chasing a high and away fastball for strike three, and there's out number one. The first strikeout for Villalobos. And that'll bring up Peyton Burdick. Seriously, this is... It's kind of why you do this, right? You know, you come into the ballpark early in the morning. You see just seats piled with kids. And they're here for one reason. First pitch to Burdick is a backdoor cutter at the knees called a strike at 0-1. You know, they're here to watch baseball. It's a get-out-of-school-free card for a couple hours. And, you know, they learn something. It's an education day. They play fun games on the field. The 0-1 to Burdick. He swings, lines that pitch foul to the backstop. It's 0-2. And now there was even a Jumbo Shrimp table display of kind of the history of baseball. It had the history of at least Jacksonville baseball, the different ballparks throughout Jumbo Shrimp history. It had a chart of all the different kinds of baseball gloves from the 1800s all the way to present day, what they looked like. I think they even cut a baseball open and had it on display so people can see what the inside of a baseball looks like. It's a very cool day here at the ballpark.
Yeah.
And they'll do it again. Summertime, big splash day. It's in the name. It's all about splashes. Summertime. The 0-2. Burnick takes a cutter in the dirt. Stopped by Banfield. Two balls and two strikes. Mayo dances off second. Now he's back into the bag. 1-2 into Burnick is a fastball down and away. He lays off, and Peyton Burnick is kind of battling back here against Eli Villalobos. But a two-ball, two-strike count. There is one away. It's a 3-0 lead for Jacksonville in the top half of the eighth inning. Villalobos ready. A deep breath for the righty. It's 2-2. Burdick checks his swing, appeal to first, and no swing. Kelvis Velez on the call, and that'll run it to 3-2.
Well, right now, Jen Powell, the home plate umpire, said that he did swing, but the base umpire, Velez, said that he didn't. And so Norfolk is furious, because this would be the second out of the inning.
So did she ask for an appeal, or did Banfield just point and assume that there was going to be an appeal?
She just threw out Buck Britton as well. I didn't see it, but
there's the check swing. Banfield immediately asked, and
Powell
called him out.
Yeah.
So it was Banfield who asked, and Buck Britton is still visibly upset. I mean, Kelvis Velez is standing in between him and Jen, and now Buck is going to get his money's worth. But on the replay, she didn't ask for an appeal. It's the home plate umpire's call to ask for the appeal. What I think got thrown off is she pointed forward, but I think she was pointing at Burdick saying, you swung. You're out. Mm-hmm. And Velez just responded maybe to Banfield pointing and saying no swing. So understandable that there was a miscommunication, but the call has to come from the umpire, not the catcher, whether to signal for an appeal or not. But
and you can understand why Norfolk would be upset with
absolutely.
That because they see the base umpire make that call, but Powell never asked for it.
Yeah, she just made the call, and
ultimately she's the one who has to essentially allow the base umpire to give his or her thoughts.
Right. Well, it'll bring up Ryan McKenna. So that puts two outs on the board in the eighth. The man at second, and there's a fastball that catches the outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. I mean, it's a tough call, right? I mean, when Will stood up, kind of a little bit taller than Jen, and so maybe Kelvis didn't see that she was calling him out. He was just responding to what he thought was the right thing to do. The 0-1 is a fastball missing up and in. It's 1-1. But it ends in an ejection for Buck Britton. Well, they'll hit the showers in the top of the eighth at 1:30 in the afternoon.
Ramon Sambo is now coaching third base.
Well, Villalobos, a deep breath, checks the runner at second, the 1-1. Swing, that ball hammered foul to the right. That's way out of play. It's 1-2. Jacksonville has Anthony Maldonado in the bullpen, and you know when he's up, they're serious about locking down a game. They're always serious, but he's been leaned on the last several years for Jacksonville as anchor of that bullpen. Villalobos ready is 1-2, offering to Ryan McKenna. Cut on and dribbled to the right side. Out of the reach of Devers at second. That's out to right field. Around third is Mayo. He scores easily without a play. It's an RBI single for Ryan McKenna. And Norfolk is on the board in the top of the eighth inning. With an RBI base knock, it's now a 3-1 lead for the Jumbo Shrimp.
And the tying run coming to the plate here. And again, this is an offense, and I'm sure the fans in Norfolk last week watching them kind of all of a sudden grasp at straws to score runs or waiting for it. And we feel the same way here. Tying run to the plate.
Now it's Levon Soto who's 1-3. He swings at the first pitch, hits that ball in the air to left. It's curling foul and on to the Primrose little slugger's berm out there in left field. So it's 0-1. Soto a double in the seventh. He flew out to center in the fifth and struck out swinging in the third. McKenna leads off first. The RBI base knock a moment ago. The 0-1. Swing by Soto. Soft dribbler hit foul down the first base line. It's quickly nothing and two. Seven hits for both sides. Jacksonville leading by two, though. 3-1 in the top of the eighth inning. They'll lean on Maldonado to lock it down for the ninth as Villalobos readies. Third base side of the mound. McKenna leads at first. Right-hander set the 0-2. And he misses downstairs with a changeup. One ball and two strikes. One ball, two strike count now. Soto digs in. Waiting patiently. Villalobos readies. Holds his glove at his belt. Deep breath for the young man from California. The 1-2. That ball swung on and hammered high and far to right center. Back is Myers and Mesa Jr. And that ball is way out of here. A two-run missile for Levon Soto. 100 miles per hour off the bat. 374 feet away. And we've got ourselves a brand new ball game in the eighth inning. All square at three runs apiece.
Yeah, like I was saying, this is a team that can explode at any second, and they did have their best reliever up, but you have to also give Villalobos a chance to get out of this. He's been great to start the year, just did not work out there.
The ball was in the middle of the plate, but at the knees, but really good wheelhouse hitter is Soto. As a first pitch cutter from Villalobos misses inside to Hanley, it's 1-0. I mean, center cut of the plate, anywhere you slice it, a lot of guys practice those pitches, whether it's at the knees, at the letters, it's the middle of the plate, the 1-0. Swing and a miss, fastball blown by a swinging Hanley. Up and in, it's 1-1. Soto wins that battle, he ties the game at 3 in the top of the 8th, and what a time to have your bats wake up. The 1-1 is a fastball inside for ball 2. Somehow, some way, the Norfolk Tides found the coffee here. We couldn't find it earlier. Well, Eli Villalobos ready. The right-hander is 2-1 offering to Hanley. A breaking ball caught on and missed. Up and in, and it's 2-2. Well, in the bottom of the eighth, Jacksonville will have the 8-9-1 hitters, Conine, Davis, and Devers, to try to put them back on top. Well, Hanley digs back in. Two ball, two strike count with two outs in the eighth. It's 3-3. And that two-run shot by the left-hander Soto as the changeup misses downstairs for ball 3. Three balls and two strikes. A full count to Hanley. And Villalobos has had to work this inning. He's already up to 31 pitches. Right-hander ready. The payoff home to Maverick Hanley. Fastball high and away for ball 4. And the inning will continue. And that's going to bring Darren Brown out of the dugout. And he points immediately, so pitching change for Jacksonville again. That's going to bring in Anthony Maldonado. Try to lock it down and finish off this inning and get the Jumbo Shrimp bats back into the dugout. Take a break. Maldonado in, Villalobos out. It's tied at 3 in the top of the 8th on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
When injury or trouble finds you, what do you look for in a lawyer? A lawyer recognized as a board-certified expert in civil trial? What about a lawyer who doesn't look to charge you for every stamp, photocopy, or mile traveled? What if I told you we offer both and an attorney will personally meet with you? I am John Phillips. Give me a call, 444-4444, or visit floridajustice.com. Offices Jacksonville, Jacksonville Beach.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Nothing but the Norfolk Tides, 7 days later.
Anthony Maldonado in, replacing Eli Villalobos. Villalobos responsible for the man on first, Maverick Hanley. It's Errol Robinson to the plate. Tied at three in the top of the eighth inning. Maybe the final line on Villalobos, but the runner on first, should he cross the plate, belongs to him. So Maldonado starts off the pitch to Robinson. A slider down and away. It's one ball and no strikes. Manuel Ramirez went 1 2/3 innings. Two hits, no runs. A walk and three strikeouts. Maldonado ready. The righty's 1-0. It's a swing and a miss by Robinson. Another slider, this time downstairs. It's 1-1. Villalobos, one inning. Three runs for now on two hits with a walk and two strikeouts. Unless that runner at first crosses, could be four earned runs. 1-1 to Robinson. Checks his swing, did not go around. A breaking ball down and away. It's 2-1. Now, this has been the problem for Jacksonville last week. Their bullpen kind of struggled at times. Couldn't really hold on to those leads. The 2-1. Swing by Robinson. That ball skied down the right field line. Foul. Johnston near the tarp in foul territory makes the catch. And that retires the side. But Tides, they strike for three runs in the inning on two hits, and they leave one. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. We are tied at three on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Join ViStar Credit Union during every Wednesday Jumbo Shrimp home game at 121 Financial Ballpark. The Jumbo Shrimp and ViStar Credit Union will partner with local nonprofits to raise awareness and funds throughout the night via ticket sales. Additionally, ViStar Credit Union members can take advantage of a buy one, get one ticket special each Wednesday when showing their ViStar credit or debit card at the Miller Electric box office. It's ViStar Good is Everywhere Wednesdays at 121 Financial Ballpark.
The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp are more than just a baseball team. 121 Financial Ballpark has become one of the premier family event venues in the state of Florida. In addition to 75 home games, the Jumbo Shrimp hosts movie nights, bingo nights, college and high school baseball, disc golf, fan batting practices, and more. To follow all the event happenings at 121 Financial Ballpark this year, stay tuned to jackshrimp.com and follow the Jack Shrimp on Facebook, Instagram, and the artist formerly known as Twitter, X. Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable, family fun.
You're tuned in to the Jumbo Shrimp Radio Network.
Bottom of the eighth here in Jacksonville, tied at three. It's 8-9-1 in the order against Caleb Ort. New pitcher in for Norfolk. And Conine swings at the first pitch. Rips that ball on a line out to right field. Burdick collects it on a couple of hops. And it's a base hit for Conine to start off the bottom of the eighth inning. I just realized that is not Peyton Burdick in left field. Or in right field, excuse me. That is...
Look at that Shane Fontana maybe out there.
Is it? Can't quite see the number. Jonathan Davis steps in. I don't think anybody made note of...
It is Fontana, Matt.
It is Fontana. So they're going to actually now bring in Marty Costas to pinch run for Conine. So a lot of changes happening. So Burnick is out of the lineup. It is Shane Fontana in right field. Marty Costas is going to run for Conine. So Jonathan Davis steps in against Caleb Ort, a 6'4", 250-pounder from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Davis squares the bunt, pops it up foul, and that ball falls into the first base dugout. Count is 0-1, so I don't think there's any more changes. We still have Mayo at third, Soto at short. Robinson.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the...
Sorry. Robinson at second. Kerstad at first. 0-1. Davis swings away, loops it foul up and over the roof. And it's 0-2. And the outfield's still the same as well. That looks like Stowers in center. And Norby in left. Davis 0-2. The pitch from the right-hander is a fastball in the outside corner. A called strike three. And Davis went to challenge, and he was staring back at Jen Powell, and then she pointed to her ear that it's the ABS today. Boy, 11:05 a.m. games just throw everything out of whack, don't they?
These guys, again, a lot of them are sleeping till 11.
Some of them are just getting to the ballpark now. First strikeout in the inning for Caleb Orr, and that brings up the top of the order, Jose Devers. First pitch to the lefty, and Ort misses downstairs with a fastball at 98. It's 1-0. Identical twins on the scoreboard once again. 3 runs, 8 hits, no errors for both sides. One and 0 the count. Ort out of the stretch. The pitch, and Devers swings through a fastball outside corner for a strike. It's 1-1. Thanks to Kristen in Jacksonville for listening in. 1-1. Devers swings, hits that ball the opposite way. Foul. Keep it at 1-2. Also, thanks to Crash and Quinn in Jacksonville for listening in. One ball, two strike count on Devers with Costas at first. The pitch. Fastball inside. It's 2-2. Two ball, two strike count on Devers. Ort ready, and the pitch incoming. Breaking ball just off the plate outside, and now it's full 3-2. A full count with a man on first is Marty Costas. Pinch running for Conine, who singled to start the inning. Ort on the first base side of the mound. The 3-2 runner goes, and that fastball misses inside for ball four. Jacksonville now two men on. Well, that'll bring up Jonah Bride. Bride 1-for-3 with a walk and an RBI double. First pitch to the righty. Bride lays off a backdoor cutter called a strike at the knees. It's 0-1. No ball, one strike count on Bride. It's with an open stance, the 0-1. Off-speed pitch misses inside and high above the letters. It's 1-1. Well, this is what was the Achilles heel for Jacksonville last week, Scott. Close game. You have runners on base with less than two outs. Will they be able to bring in Costas from second with less than two outs? The 1-1. Bride takes inside a changeup, and it's two balls and a strike. I have to wonder, the good teams that find ways to win, this is how it's done. When you're given opportunities, you take advantage of them. And Jumbo Shrimp had plenty of opportunities. They were lucky to come away with a split last week, the 2-1. That fastball misses way upstairs. Get a cup of coffee. That'll wake you up.
Well, they've excelled in these kind of games. They're 8-2 in games decided by 3 runs or fewer. And, you know, whether that is luck or skill, I don't think anybody across baseball knows, right? Otherwise, we'd have teams doing this year in, year out. The Marlins, we talked about earlier, are not doing this in 2024 after doing it a ton last year. But they've been good in whatever, in all these situations. They've got a chance here to grab the lead.
3-1 pitch to Bride. He takes a fastball right on the corner at the knees, inside part of the plate. It's 3-2. And that's a really good job by Caleb Ord. I mean, you see what we see where that ball landed. A square on the middle of the square, down and in on the corner. Full count. The runners don't go, and Bride swings, pops that ball up. Foul territory right side. Cursed at it near the dugout. Racing in, crashes into the rail, and hangs on to make the catch. And there is the second out of the inning, and that'll bring up Troy Johnston. That is great awareness by Kirstan. He came in, ran along the rail down towards where the on-deck circle is, was able to keep himself in control to not overrun it, but actually made the catch in a great spot to not only keep himself from falling over the railing, but also to keep himself from missing the ball. So two outs in the inning brings up Troy Johnston with two on and two out. Tie ball game at 3 in the bottom of the 8th inning. The first pitch. And Johnston lays off a first pitch breaking ball top of the zone on the outside corner. Called a strike, and the count is 0-1. Ort gets the sign from his catcher Hanley. Brings the two hands together at the belt. Eyes Costas at second, the 0-1. He misses inside with a fastball. It skips off the catcher's mitt to the dugout on the first base side. Both runners advance. Figure out what that one is. That's a pass ball or a wild pitch. I don't think it bounced. I think it just hit off the catcher wrong. I don't think he got crossed up. One ball and one strike on Johnston. Wait to see what that one's ruled. The 1-1. He takes upstairs a fastball well above the letters. It's 2-1. So now, Scott, Jacksonville is the go-ahead run 90 feet closer. Second and third, a base hit could score two and give him a nice two-run lead heading to the ninth frame. Ord ready, and his 2-1 to Johnston is a cutter down and in, and it's 3-1. Well, on deck, you have Tristan Gray, and it's not been a kind day to him. He's got four strikeouts, so it is a passed ball. That's on the catcher, Hanley. The 3-1. Johnston waves and misses. Out in front of a changeup, down and away, and it's 3-2. Weird to see that a changeup could pass 90 miles an hour. Not that long ago, that was a decent fastball for a middle reliever in the major leagues. Now, two outs in the eighth. The payoff to Johnston, and he takes a fastball right on the bottom edge of the outside corner. A called strike three. Caleb Ort flirts with a little bit of danger, but he comes away unscathed. He notches his second strikeout of the inning, and he gets Norfolk out of a tight spot. For Jacksonville, no runs, one hit, and two left in scoring position. Ninth inning up next. Will somebody take the lead in regulation? We'll find out next on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Your best friend in baseball, does it get any better? Here's something that will make you bark. Forever Vets Canines and Crustaceans Dog Days return to 121 Financial Ballpark in 2024. Fans are encouraged to bring their furry friend on April 21st, May 14th, June 12th, July 30th, and September 18th. Dogs are admitted free as long as their human companion buys a ticket. If dogs are not your style, the Jumbo Shrimp will also hold a Purr in the Park Cat Day on May 28th, when cats are admitted to 121 Financial Ballpark for free with the purchase of one ticket by their human companion. Throw your buddy a bone and head to the park. Tickets are available on www.jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846.
Back to the park for more Jumbo Shrimp Baseball.
Top of the ninth in Jacksonville. Scott, the Jumbo Shrimp had a chance, but their hitting with runners in scoring position continues to elude them, and it's a tie game in the top of the ninth for the top of the order. It's a tough going for Maldonado.
First pitch, Connor Norby swings through a slider on the outside corner, 0-1. Yeah, Jacksonville has left multiple runners on base each of the last four innings. And what they've failed to do, really, the 0-1. Slider in the dirt away, a ball and a strike with runners in scoring position this season is actually pretty wild. They're hitting 177 coming in. That's last in AAA. They're 29th in on-base percentage, 29th in slugging, the 1-1. High drive into right, pretty deep. Myers back on the track at the wall, leaps, makes the catch. Dave Myers, a leaping grab. It would not have been a home run. It's a 20-foot high wall out there, but probably a double nonetheless. One away here in the ninth, and here's Heston Kerstad. And Jacksonville's OPS with runners in scoring position is only 6.15. That's also last in AAA. The average is about 7.20. So that's been their Achilles heel all year. They get runners on. They cannot get them in. Here's Heston Kerstad. Here's the pitch. High cutter, ball one. They scored one in the fourth, one in the fifth, one in the sixth. Ironically, of those three runs, only one came with a runner in scoring position. The 1-0. Chopper to first, two skips to Johnston, backs up, fields near his right shoulder, flings it to Maldonado covering the pillow, and there's two down pretty quickly for Kobe Mayo. So Mesa homering in the fourth, Bride's RBI double in the fifth inning came with a runner on first base. In the sixth, there was an RBI single with a man on second from Jonathan Davis, but Norfolk getting three runs in the eighth, and here's Mayo, 3-3 game, two out, nobody on here in the ninth. And the pitcher, Maldonado. Slider in for a strike, top of the zone, 0-1. As you said, Matt, much of this crowd is departed. They've gone back to school. What a terrible thing.
I know.
Here's the 0-1. Lifted foul over the screen behind home plate, 0-2. No, school's fun.
It's just horrible.
It's just horrible. It's not as fun as a baseball game.
That's true. This is like getting paid to just do recess every day.
There are still fans here. Most of them have found the shade on this sunny day. 0-2 pitch. Pop foul over the screen behind home plate. We'll do it again. Each side, three runs, eight hits, no errors. Wind is blowing out to right now. Maldonado facing Mayo, who's 0-for-3 with a hit-by-pitch. Another 0-2. Slider just missed away for ball one. Kyle Stowers on deck for this powerful Norfolk team, and they have a right-hander up in their bullpen, Wanderson Charles, who's got a terrific arm throwing down there. 1-2. Slider in the dirt, and Mayo couldn't check his swing. Strike three, side retired. Maldonado, 1-2-3 ninth, nothing across. Bottom of the ninth, Jacksonville's got a chance to win this. The middle third of their order up, Gray Myers and Mesa Jr. Tied at three, Norfolk and Jacksonville, the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
For a home run in your financial game. At EverBank, we're serious about making sure your hard-earned money goes the distance. Open an EverBank Performance Savings account and score serious savings. See what you could earn at EverBank.com. EverBank. Advantage you. EverBank is a member of the FDIC and is a proud sponsor of the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp.
Whether you are getting a group of friends together or entertaining your clients and employees, 121 Financial Ballpark is the place to be. Whether it's for hosting birthday parties, corporate outings, team building activities, civic organization events, or just getting people together, the Jumbo Shrimp have the perfect setup for a memorable group experience for fans of all ages. With special group ticket rates and beautiful group areas throughout 121 Financial Ballpark, for more information, please call a friendly Jumbo Shrimp ticket representative at 904-358-2846 for Jumbo Shrimp group and picnic specials all season long at 121 Financial Ballpark.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
It's time for more Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball.
Bottom of the ninth inning, Jacksonville leading, or tied rather, with Norfolk 3-3. And Tristan Gray will bat against the new right-hander, Wandison Charles. 6'4", 250-pounder. It's the middle third of the order. Gray, Myers, Mesa Jr. Charles works first base out of the rubber. Comes set in his belt. High leg kick over the top. Fastball at 98 miles per hour, but it misses inside. It's ball one. So the Jumbo Shrimp broke a scoreless tie in the bottom of the fourth inning. Victor Mesa Jr.'s home run. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. Fastball in the inner part of the plate, 1-1. They added to their lead in the fifth. Jonah Bryan, RBI double. In the sixth inning, Jonathan Davis, RBI single. That made it 3-0. 1-1 from Charles. Fisted foul. Third base side and out of play. It's 1-2. And things look great. But in the eighth inning, Norfolk tied. Ryan McKenna, two-out RBI single. And then Levon Soto crushed a game-tying home run. 1-2 on Gray, the pitch. Changeup in the dirt. Jacksonville's bullpen from April 7th through April 12th had allowed just two runs in 22 innings. It's a 0.82 ERA. But the last three games, they've really struggled, including today, 2-2, breaking ball down and in. Count is full. They've given up 13 runs on 13 hits in 11 and one-third innings. So it has been a challenge, to say the least, for the Jumbo Shrimp out of the bullpen since that dominant stretch. 3-2 to Gray. Knocked back to the screen, foul, and we'll do it again. Chance to have their first walk-off win, though, of 2024. Three, two again. Wave and a miss and a high fastball, strike three. So Gray down swinging. He's 0 for 5 with 5 strikeouts. This is probably one he wants to forget. And here's Dane Myers, right-hand batter. 3-3 game, one out, nobody on, bottom of the ninth. Now the pitch. Breaking ball, bottom of the zone, strike one. Charles always had outstanding stuff. He's been really good this year for Norfolk. 0-1 to Myers. Line shot into right center. That's a base knock up the alleyway, all the way to the warning track. Myers hustling for a second. The throw comes in. It's cut off. And there's the winning run on second base for Victor Mesa Jr., who's been on three times in this game. Second extra base hit of the season for Myers, who's begun now 9 for 57. Mesa Jr., fly out to center. Home run, single, and walk. Winning run on second base here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Charles's pitch. Fastball and a good one on the black of the outside corner at 99 miles per hour, nothing in one. Sixth appearance of the season for Charles. Eight strikeouts, three walks, and six innings coming in. The 0-1. Fastball outside. A ball and a strike. Charles is still only 27 years old. In a lot of places, and maybe the Orioles figuring it out with him. The 1-1. Line shot deep to right to the corner, and one hops the wall. Myers around third. He comes in to score. Shrimp won. It's a walk-off victory for the first time in 2024. Victor Mesa Jr.'s walk-off single wins it 4-3 in the series opener for Jacksonville. For the Norfolk Tides, it's a painful eighth consecutive loss, their longest skid since dropping eight in a row in July 2021. But Charles threw a cutter, it got too much of the plate, and Mesa Jr. on for the fourth time ripped it. A one hopper off the wall, Myers scoring easily. And the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp finally do come up with a big hit with runners in scoring position. They win 4-3. They are 9-2 in games decided by three runs or fewer. In the ninth inning, a run, two hits. Technically, one runner left on base, but Jacksonville today winning 4-3 in this series opener. We don't have a postgame show being streamed only today, but we'll wrap things up. The Norfolk Tides falling to 7-9. Three runs, eight hits, no errors for Norfolk. And the Tides leaving nine runners on base. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp finishing with four runs, 10 hits, no errors. And Jacksonville in this one leaving 13 on base in the victory. Jumbo Shrimp winners 4-3. Anthony Maldonado picks up the win for Jacksonville. He improves to 3-0. And six appearances out of the bullpen. And Wanderson Charles takes the loss. He's 1-2. Shrimp win 4-3. Our next broadcast comes tomorrow at 7:05. Darren McCacken, John Means dueling in that one. And our coverage starts at 6:50 on Valley Live, MLB TV, MILB TV, ESPN 690, and ESPN 690.com. Want to thank you so much for joining us here on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon in Northeast Florida. Shrimp win 4-3 for my partner Matt Davis. I'm Scott Kornberg saying so long from 1-1 Financial Ballpark. Have a great rest of your day, everybody. Good night.
Thanks for listening to this presentation of Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Thanks to Ken Babby, Jim Fander, John Carlson, Harold Craw, Noel Blaha, Linda McNabb, and the rest of the Jumbo Shrimp front office staff for their support. For more information on the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, visit jackshrimp.com. Once again, thanks for joining us on the Jumbo Shrimp Network.